It's so bad.
Hey everybody, have you heard about the Drunken Peasants Patreon? It helps support the show while getting you some cool perks. Check it out! For $1 per month, you get to use our exclusive fan chat that appears at the bottom of the screen on every episode. For $5 per month, you get two new private shows, including Actual Mania, as well as our back catalog of private shows, plus all lower-tier perks. For $10 per month, you get all of our monthly video content. This includes multiple post shows, our monthly reviews, our back catalog of all that content, plus all lower-tier perks. For $15 per month, your name will appear in the ending credits of each DP episode, plus all lower-tier perks. For $25 per month, you get to take part in our monthly booking committee hangout to help us book our Patreon content for that month, plus all lower-tier perks. For $33 per month, you get an exclusive piece of DP merch each month, plus all lower-tier perks. For $50 per month, you appear in the opening credits for each DP episode, plus all lower-tier perks. For $100 per month, you get to join us as a guest on an episode of the Drunken Peasants Podcast. Plus, you guessed it, all lower-tier perks. Visit patreon.com/DP now to become a patron of the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
In the beginning, there was nothing. Then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I gotta get away from this. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man.
I don't have facts to back this up.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
That's true. Sometimes I cry.
Oh! Lick my butthole, he laughed.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective, here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast. This is episode 1268. We're back again for another fun-packed week of Drunken Peasants Podcast. And I did a little stream yesterday and got us to 10.5%, so we're starting off the week right. And I'll elaborate a little more on that in just a few moments, because that's actually that ties into the title and the thumbnail for this episode. I do want to let everyone know, you still have time this month to sign up for the $33 perk to get one of these cool stickers, either in white or black. I do have examples of past stickers. Like, that looks really good. They actually look really cool. Look at the zebra effect ones.
Nice.
Yeah, these just came in today and they're getting sent out tomorrow, so I'll finally be caught up. And then at the very beginning of next month, I'll be sending out the Dinor stickers really early next month, so we can get all caught up on everything. And then for the $50 patrons, I'm doing shirts. I'm just testing it this month. I'm using an old school design that was really popular. I'm looking to make some new stuff soon. But we're doing a t-shirt test run to see if people are interested. So if you want to sign up for the $50 perk, you'll get a t-shirt and one of the stickers as well. So just getting that out there. Also, if you want to throw us a couple bucks, help us get a little closer to our weekly goal, click the link pinned to the top of the chat, streamlabs.com/drunkenpeasants. Send us a couple bucks to help get the goal rolling. And that's what we got.
And now, just because we're sending you guys these stickers doesn't mean we condone you sticking them on anybody's warehouse or taking pictures with them in front of Jack's Films house. Not cool, Sniper Wolf. Yeah.
They're so nice. Like, I don't even want to stick them to anything. I just kind of want to keep them as they are. I will say that, they're pretty big. And another thing that I do is I'm including a letter that I wrote, and it's going to be different every month.
And then I signed the letter, too. So you get a letter as well and a sticker for helping support us.
Certificate of authenticity.
Basically, Chris Chan's doing that with all of the stuff. Like, they're making all sorts of products. Chris Chan's rolling in the dough now. I mean, I watched their stream a couple days ago. They made at least $1,000 in donos. And they're selling all of these. They're selling Sonichu medallions. They're selling, like, those little figures. I can't.
Sturgis is also streaming. Hope this doesn't affect our ratings. He's blowing up after all.
Yeah. We're blokies. We'll talk about Sturgis later, but we got to talk about Sturgis' fellow Eric July supporter, Kendall. Because I did a stream, as I said yesterday. I'm experimenting with afternoon streams every now and then to see, you know, how those are working. So I did an afternoon stream by myself yesterday, and I watched a video of Kendall at Comic-Con in Michigan. And, you know, I took the piss out of him. I laughed at him, made fun of him, whatever. I was constantly pausing his video and adding commentary to it, which makes it transformative. So it's definitely not just me re-uploading his stuff. And he hit this channel with a nice DMCA because of it. So he's kind of going to the Jared school of copyright is what he's doing. He's claiming that, you know, there's a place in your YouTube studio that shows you if your videos, if parts of your videos are being used by other channels, basically. So he sees that. Now, that's not YouTube telling you that you can DMCA this. It's just letting you know that your content is appearing in another video. You have to actually watch the video and see what it is before you know whether or not you should DMCA it. So, he issued the DMCA. I've already filed a counter notification. I expected this to go exactly like the Jared DMCA on my other channel. Kendall is a cringy motherfucker. And I do want to, he admitted to it too. He admitted to
it. He's cringy.
Well, he admitted, well, his existence is an admission of that. But he made a video yesterday where he straight up admitted it, that he flagged us. So I'm just going to play the audio from it where he talks about it. And then I do have some other videos of his that are really interesting that we'll get into also. But I'm just going to play the audio of him talking about flagging us.
Hear me, and welcome to this edition of Art Uncensored. It is the top of the hour, 10 p.m. Eastern. We are here.
And they're learning this kind of shit from Eric July, because Eric July DMCAs people all the time.
I learned it from you, Dad. I learned it from watching you.
We are together for a whole new week. We are now in November. It's going to be a sweet November, much sweeter than
We've been in November for like 2 weeks now. What are you talking about? We're now in November? Did you forget what month we were in for 2 weeks?
Some would say we've been through half of November.
Yeah.
A boring Keanu Reeves movie. But
always with the random, like, pop culture references. It's such a weird way of speaking.
But I'm pretty sure I'm the only one who even remembers that. Even then, only remembering it because when I got my TV on, I'm flipping through all the different areas that are showing things. And, they're showing. I have the email I just got because there's a reason why I have this up as a poll right now. Are copyright strikes ever a good thing?
So he had a poll up on this stream. Copyright strikes.
Poot, poot, poot.
I could use your support now more than ever because I have insane people false DMCAing my channel. This is what I do for a living, and we can't stand for this shit. I would hope that you would all help me out by throwing me a couple bucks through Streamlabs. Link in the description. And we'll listen to what he says here. It's ridiculous.
For all the people keep asking where the video is, this is audio only.
Yeah, I'm just going to play him talking here because I don't want to have to deal with more false strikes at this point?
So far, we've got one that says yes and one that says no. But why am I asking this? Well, because of a new little feature that, well, my very first experience with this feature on YouTube, which is submissions of people using my copyrighted material. And I'm like, okay, what's this? Now, of course, before the Drunken Peasants did things where they were shit-talking me and all that, and there was even one I didn't mention, but this lady, some other random lady with, like, no subscribers where it's just her. And
okay, did you DMCA her, too?
Looking bedroom with a cheap webcam, and it was her, and the thumbnail was half her, half me, and a caption under my face saying, please.
Oh, you know what? I think it's Chesh that he's talking about.
Did he DMCA take down Chesh?
I don't know. Someone should ask her.
Troll me. And heck, well, man? That lady's probably not even worth it at all. So, yeah.
So you didn't. Well, I'm glad you didn't DMCA her, but you're still a piece of shit.
But this other time, what happened right here, I just got the notification, like almost before I went on, was the fact that, oh, well, turns out that I am now being offered up to do something about a copyright strike, as in somebody using my copyrighted material. As in, yeah, the Drunken Peasants in shit-talking me on their stream today. Guess what? Ooga. It turns out that they wound up fucking around, and from the 5-minute 46-second point to the 7-minute 26-second point, yeah, they were using my material from one of my videos. I believe it was one of my most recent videos of me going through the recent Comic-Con.
I like how he pretends like he doesn't know what video. I believe it's that. No, you know what video it is because you filed. Unless your dad did it for you. Did your dad file the false DMCA for you, Kendall? I know he pulls your puppet strings.
And, well, we saw that this is in violation, so what I had to do? What did I do? Oh, well, I wound up jumping.
It didn't tell you it was in violation. It just told you that there was, it just notifies you of other channels using your videos. And a lot of times it's wrong, too. Like, I've gotten it where I've played, like, a news video, and someone else played the same news video, and they were like, oh, is this channel using your content? So it's very flawed, and it doesn't tell you that it's okay to DMCA. It's just a notification. You have to really assess the situation to know whether or not a DMCA would be valid. In this case, it is not.
On the opportunity to go, and I just got the email of confirming that, yes, this copyright violation submission from YouTube. Oh, yeah, what they've done against me. I mean, well, the fact alone that I didn't wind up reporting them or anything from when they had people actively saying that Billy is, I believe it was Billy is the one they said, is coming
Kendall,
down your street.
Little spineless, yellow belly, puppet brained, biatch. Let daddy's hand go. Mark
yeah. Ha. So a few months ago, some random person went into Kendall's live stream and said, Billy the Fridge is coming to your house. And Kendall will now constantly say, we sent people to him to tell him that we were coming to his house. How does that make any sense anyway? I don't know. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
It was embarrassing that I went all the way out there and then got scared to meet him when he came outside to fight.
It's his dad.
He's in
his dad
state.
Was going to fight me, too.
After you right now. Well, it turns out.
It's like, if any rando can come and say whatever they want, and somehow that's our problem. It's stupid.
I could have, you know, when it comes to violating terms and conditions and violating those policies when it comes to threats, yeah, that was an actual comparable point right there.
That's not.
I don't violate.
That's not a threat, and we didn't make it. So I don't. You could be making it up completely, but yeah, a random person can say something. That's we're not responsible for.
That's just because I didn't do anything.
I don't violate terms of services. I violate anuses. Get that right.
I would at that point. Then I might as well just go and all the things that asswipes like them like to use when it comes to doxing or to exploiting laws or rules or whatever to try to get channels they don't like stricken down.
I've never gotten a channel stricken down. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to send Sniper Wolf out to your house.
Well, that comes to a situation where, yeah, use their own tactics against them and laugh in their face while I got my ladder with Crowder mode.
This isn't our tactics. We don't DMCA people. If you want to use our video and react to what we say, you wouldn't get DMCA'd.
Because I know that would piss them off to no end, and that would also make them especially angry. Well, that along with having all my U of M stuff ready to go, but because...
Yeah, U of M is being investigated by the NCAA for cheating, and that's why every game they've played before they were being investigated was a complete blowout, and now all of a sudden they can't win by more than like 10 points now. Funny how that works.
You think they were cheating, Ben?
Yep. Yeah, they're being investigated by the NCAA for spying on the other team to learn what their signs are. A big part of football is the element of surprise, and if you already know what the other team's going to do because you memorize their signs, then that's like you have an advantage, like an easy advantage at that point. And most of the games Michigan played at the beginning of the season, it was like 50-0 blowouts every time. And now, ever since they started getting investigated, their last game, they only won by like 10-15 points. So all of a sudden, they're not like destroying the other team anymore now that they're being investigated.
How do they get that information?
By spying, like sending people to observe other teams when they're like the schedule is put out like a year in advance, so you already know who you're going to be playing, and then you start like watching the team to learn how they signal plays, and then you know what their next play is.
And that's against the rules?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Bill Belichick and the Patriots did that one year. They made it all the way to the Super Bowl, and then they got caught for it, and then they ended up losing the Super Bowl. They would have been the first team ever to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl, but it didn't happen.
Sunday,
I think they lost to the Seahawks. Or no.
No, the New England didn't lose to the Seahawks.
Yeah, who was it? The Seahawks. I can't remember who it was.
So I missed the Lions game.
I think it might have been New York Giants or something like that.
To make up for it, since Monday Night Football's on right now, got my Detroit Lions hoodie on, up, and ready to go. I would also have my winter hat.
Okay, so he's done talking about it there. He did another stream earlier, and people went and said some stuff to him. And he said they violated copyright with how much of my video was used. Now, fair use has nothing to do with how much of something you use. So that's completely incorrect. All that matters is that it's transformative, that it can't be mistaken for the original. And that's all that really matters. So he doesn't understand what he's doing. He's filing a legal document, and he has little to no understanding of the law. So how much of the video used without my consent? YouTube themselves alerted me about the copyright. No, they didn't say this is a copyright violation. They just said this channel is using your content. They don't use the words "this is a violation." And then he said this thing. Don't forget, the peasants also had people threatening that one of them was coming to my home. Can you show evidence that we had people do that? Why didn't we just do it ourselves if we were going to do that? I don't understand.
Because we're cowards, Ben.
Oh, we're cowards, yet we're going to go to his house? That makes no sense.
Happy birthday, Jess Bro, who's not in the chat. Happy birthday. Not listening right now.
So, yeah, that's that. Yeah, so I found some of these old Kendall videos on his Instagram where he's playing with action figures, and they're like wrestling action figures. Check this one out.
Now, The Rock's here because The Rock is going to be coming to WrestleMania. Why is that? Since there are far too many two-time and no-good jabronis out there who believe that they are better than me. But now it is time for...
So... What I must have missed these figures where the hands are like gigantic. But yeah, I just thought it was
like brawl figures or something.
I can't remember. Brawl buddies or something like that. I don't know.
And lay it the smack it down.
Stupid ring.
His torso is longer than his legs. It's interesting proportions. Here's Kendall playing with a Chris Benoit action figure.
I know I make you all uncomfortable. I know, just my near mention of my name would either scare you.
He sounds like someone that makes like perverted prank phone calls here.
He might be.
Or make you jump to try and defend my legacy because of how good I was in the ring. That is
okay. And here's Kendall as Vader.
You think me, Big Van Vader, is scared
or whoever, I'm going to...
Did Vader have a Southern accent? I don't think so.
Talked like he was halfway through finishing a sandwich all the time.
Yeah.
Be fighting at WrestleMania. You think there's a chance that anybody has got an...
Okay. Yeah, so those were... I thought those were funny. So
he probably makes his dad proud playing with those dolls.
Kendall's
Rob
doing...
Rob Swan! We don't believe in God, Rob Swan!
Kendall's doing a stream in like 25 minutes, so I guess we'll see how he's doing. Everyone can let him know. He could put his channel at risk. He could put his channel at risk by filing false DMCAs. It's terrible.
He could lose everything he's worked for.
Yeah. You know, I heard that he's banned from like all these chat rooms everywhere in the Comicsgate community because he's constantly peddling his shitty artwork. And people get sick of it.
They don't want him either.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if people from one of that side of the Comicsgate would like talk about their feelings on him if they hate him too. I want to watch that. If we can find anybody talking about him from the other side, that would be interesting.
I know he got banned. I think it was from Heel versus Babyface's community. I believe it was. I don't know. But anyway,
they probably don't care about him. He probably just got banned.
He doesn't buy their shit. He doesn't buy their shit. He's a blokey. Here's an Eric July defender. Ripperverse haters are envious cowards. This is a new guy we haven't watched yet.
Yeah, cowards. And, they don't have it in them. They don't have it in them to do it, to dare. I'm sure many of you know
about Alexander
the Great, Macedonian ruler. He conquered, Asia, basically. And you know about the Gordian Knot. You know about this? It was
the Gordian Knot?
Sounds like something Brett Keane
would talk about. You know about the
Gordian Knot? Phrygia, that was an ancient capital of an area over there. And there was a knot. And there was a legend. And this knot was tied so well. And there was a legend that who could ever loose this knot would be the ruler of Asia. And Alexander the Great... He didn't bother fiddling with it and trying to pull it like everyone else did. He just pulled his sword out and cleaved it right in half. And then legend says that destiny is not forged by legend, but the way is cleared with your own sword. And that is what's wrong with all the haters of Eric July and myself, BigManComics.com. Go there right now. Get Dean Cain, All-American Lawman. Go to...
Dean Cain, All-American Lawman. What?
Yeah, Dean Cain's in the Comicsgate industry now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I knew he was conservative. I just didn't realize.
Ripperverse.com. Pick up Alpha Core. Pick up Isom. We pull that sword out and just chop the way. Guys like Eric July and guys like me. We don't stand there and hem and haw.
Is that what
we understand life is going to be what you make it. We understand to do our jobs. And I would encourage you out there to do your job. Don't sit around. Don't wait for other people to give you permission to live your one life. Don't do that. And definitely, definitely don't get caught up in the drama and the haters. The reason those people go after Eric July and me and what we're doing with Ripperverse is because it's what...
Okay, yeah, so he's...
You know, it's interesting that he uses the Gordian knot to make this point, because when I think of reading Ripperverse comics or other comics like this, I'd rather not.
Yeah, so this guy works directly with Eric July. I think he's the fat guy that works for Eric July. It's funny.
Is that Big Man Comics?
Big Man Comics. Dean Cain, All-American Lawman. That's what the world was missing. A Dean Cain-inspired comic book.
They want to
well,
do.
As long as you're
and
a chud weirdo,
down, they know they could
with no
do it.
Taste,
if they would
you'll buy it. Anything they tell you is anti-woke.
Really hard for many months or many years, they would be able to achieve the greatness they want, but they're afraid. They're holding this garbage
is John
in their hand.
De La Rose. I'm in a chat with him.
This guy?
Yeah, I'm in a chat with him and
hello, sweet
Mint
boy.
Spending
my birthday month
and
in
John
Japan.
Does doodles.
You two are some of the few English-speaking voices I've heard in 2 weeks. The rest of you send them tips. Don't forget to like this dream.
Thank you so much. Yes, please.
Konnichiwa, Don.
Yeah,
Don's a great artist. I have some of Don's art up on my wall right now.
Yeah, and thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really trying to push hard on the goal because there's been some unexpected expenses. And my stream yesterday got taken down, so all the ad revenue from that is just toast. Thanks to Ken Doll over there. So, yeah, feel free to start a tip train. Let's get it rolling. Thank you, guys.
Mediocre life. And they're saying, but if I dare, I might lose this crap I have. They're so afraid to go out there and live. And when they see me succeed, when they see Eric July succeed and everyone at the Rip First succeed, our success just reminds them of their cowardice to go out and live. So I would say to you, see that challenge in front of you. Take out your sword and chop the way. Forge your destiny. It is your one life. Eric July, myself, we weren't born special with rich parents that gave us all this free opportunity and all this stuff to make the way easy. We had to blaze it. Blaze that trail and make it happen. You can do it too. Don't be like the weirdos. Don't be like the haters. All those bizarre people. They're so jealous because
they're so jealous. Success,
it reminds them of their failure and cowardice. All right, guys. BigManComics.com. Go get Dean Cain, All American Lawman today. Help me succeed. Watch me succeed.
So when anyone doesn't like something and they're critical of it, it's just because they're jealous of it.
Swear to God, if he pulls out his pork sword and tries to shove it in my Gordian knot, I'm going to smack him in the chin.
It's going to be awesome. You can do it too. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, here's another one.
This is Gabe LTAP. See?
Idiots.
I could have said so much more about Gabe knowing that he is Eric July's resident fat.
He is.
He drew the comic book. Hell's only, you got to stop sending misinformation. I could have gone so much harder on Gabe knowing I wouldn't have to answer to it in a group chat in front of Vito.
Yeah, I was confused.
With their little 12-volt brains. What was your favorite part of Itham?
Yeah.
What, is he doing a Sturgis impression?
No, he defends Sturgis. He's basically, he's saying he can't stand the question, what's your favorite part of Isom? They act like that's a ridiculous question.
Well, his answer would be easy. It'd be getting paid to draw it.
I think John Fetterman was the first one to ask that, the great senator from the Keystone State himself. Go to BigManComics.com right now. Get Dean Cain, All-American Lawman, the best graphic novel of the millennium.
Graphic?
I'm going to say, yeah, absolutely, for sure. It's rock'em sock'em action.
And by the way, that last Dono said, never mind the fact Eric July's Isom campaigns wouldn't have had the success without his access to Glenn Beck's resources and funding, which is true.
I like to say
could have paid one more dollar and had the computer read that out.
And bad guys. It's amazing. BigManComics.com. What was your favorite part of Isom? My favorite part was contrasting my excellence and bravery and resolve and masculinity against the feeble cowardice of people who think that's a funny gotcha question or something like that. It is nice to see people.
What if it's a genuine question? Why can't you guys say why?
Because they don't have a favorite part.
Hold the whole thing.
I don't have the testicular fortitude, as they say, to do what I do, to do what Eric does, to sit your ass down.
My favorite part of Isom was owning the libs.
I stand while I work. I do a standing desk. But to metaphorically sit your ass down and get the work done. Customers are everything. They are. And customer service isn't just making the books. It's making them and getting them out on time when you said you'd get them out. And there are people, they just hate the success. They hate seeing it from Eric. They hate seeing it from me. And I talked about this in an earlier video. They hate it because they resent it. You know, this is the hallmark of a loser, of a loser's mentality. They see something someone else has, something that's better than what they have.
It's all just jealousy.
And this is just such a loser mentality. And please don't ever do this to yourself. When you see people victorious and winning huge, be inspired, be uplifted, be humbled and happy, and thank God that that roadmap and example is right there in front of your face. And the second
roadmap,
the loser,
example. So when I start getting successful, I should respond like a fucking dumbass to every idiot that says I don't deserve it. Cool.
Yes.
I'll write that one down.
Yep. Follow the roadmap to success.
The jealous person, the envious person, the hater, they'll go boo. Eric has all that. Gabe has all that. Why do they have it? I should have it.
No, I don't have it. Like, honestly, you got to do the work. Honestly, I don't care if you guys have it. I want you guys to have it. I want you guys to have more of it.
Take it.
Being fucking goofballs, though.
We do, but of course you can have it. Anyone can have it. But the childish, resentful person, they want the prize. They want the goal. They want the payoff.
I want the goal.
Work, you know what I mean? So that's where that comes from. That whole, what was your favorite part of Isom? I love how it contrasted our intelligence.
I think that's a Sturgis impression.
I don't know. Sturgis is one of his pay pigs, but maybe. Maybe they all laugh at Sturgis secretly.
You did ask that, and you didn't come out on top. Sorry, guys. Sorry to let you know. But
you didn't come out on top.
You can succeed.
Well, welcome to top. You have a bunch of people's money who got grifted. They don't even read the comic book. You had to counter a funny claim of people saying, what's your favorite part of Isom? With, oh, they're trolling. It's bad faith.
They're jealous.
Because nobody's actually answering. If you go online and look for reviews of the book, most people give it very fucking lukewarm reviews. Very few people actually review the book. For all these people that supposedly purchased it as fans, it seems like they're only buying it to be a part of a movement, and it's becoming a movement of...
a bowel movement.
Not a lot of upward mobility.
Put your behind down, or use a standing desk like me, and do the work. That will be, and my favorite part of Isom was doing the work and then getting the compliments from the fans that, hey, man, you were useful. You made a difference in my life.
you were useful.
And I love it. I'm working on Isom.
You know, that
right
really
now.
Is, that does mean a lot to people who worry about being useful. It's perfect. I would rather be great. I would rather have everybody around me fucking beg for my attention than tell me I was useful. Of course I'm fucking useful. You couldn't use me, though. I'm out of your fucking pay grade, pussies.
Coming up,
this guy. He's like, oh, Sturgis said I was useful.
To work with Eric. And
this guy is selling a t-shirt on his website that says Anti-Socialist Social Club.
That's really cool.
More Ripperverse stuff coming, for sure. I've talked to some artists that I love, that I have worked with in the past. I'll just say their names because they've already done work that's in the public. Will Conrad, Jackson Herbert. I worked with them on gorgeous stuff at DC. And I can't wait to work with them again on Ripperverse material. So I'll leave that at that. I'm not saying anything's official because I'm not going to speak for Eric. It's all up to Eric. He's the boss man. And my favorite part of Isom, yeah, it was knowing that
this guy is so happy he's got a job. Dude, Eric gave you a job. Eric let you draw his fucking book. You've done decent. Like, when people talk down on the book, the one good thing they usually say about it is the art is fine. But then they find inconsistencies, so you still fuck up there. You're happy to be getting work. Don't ride this fucking high horse like you're some golden god. Eric July paid you out of money he grifted out of people because of his position on Blaze TV, sucking under a Beck, Glenn Beck. Couldn't remember the fucking guy's name because of how little I care about him. But we see the fucking machine working behind Eric. We see you're just one useful tool in the machine behind Eric to put out a stupid comic book to process this grifter money. Good job. Keep going. It's great that you got a job. But don't sit here like you're the king of fucking comics.
Subscribe. We'll talk to you guys later. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm the king of comics.
Here's one of it.
Would not approve of this digital art. Paper and pens only.
True.
This is one of the t-shirts he's selling. Show your patriotic pride and let the red, white, and blue wave from sea to shining sea in our American...
Is that Dean Cain? That's TV actor Dean Cain, Ben.
It's a G.I. Joe. Yeah. Yeah. So, I am going to make a quick run to the bathroom. I will be right back in just a moment here.
Is that Dean Cain? Why is he wearing a suit? Ah, you little sickos. You little sickos. What do you guys want to do? Kiss the baby? Want to kiss the baby? Mr. Driscoll says, hey, Billy, are you God? Not the God. A God, though. Gods are creators, okay? Some of us are creators. I'm the patron saint of bullshit. Some countries, they refer to me as God King Ka. God King Ka, young Bill Fridge. The patron saint of bullshit. The deputy of debauchery. The golden goody goo goo. I'm the main character, says Alien. Yes, but it's not in one of the top-selling games, unfortunately. I'm the main character of one of those arcades that kind of sits off to the side. The kids get their boogers on the other machines. Every once in a while, somebody drops a quarter in me, and they're like, that was fucking dope. And they go play something else. God Emperor of Fat Kind. You may call me Crom Jr. Wolford asks how I'm doing tonight. I'm doing all right. I've had two apples today, for those counting the amount of apples I eat every day. That's two apples. How do you like them apples? They're all right. Fridge the blind biliot bod? I don't know what that means, majorly awesome. What's a biliot bod? I don't know what that means. Dean Cain equals terrible Superman? He was made for TV Superman. Like, what do you expect? He was a Superman alongside, what was that dude who played Hercules that's a weird conservative guy now, too? The saving grace of that period was Xena, who balanced out the two weirdos that went on to be goofers online. I'm not watching Invincible yet. Kevin Sorbo, that's the name. Dean Cain and Kevin Sorbo need to get together for a movie called Kissin' Boys. I would pay $7 to see that. If Billy had five apples and he eats two of them, and Joe rubs one on his balls, how many apples does Billy have left? Three apples, Seth looks. Three apples. One of them is a funky bunch. Kevin Sorbo and Dean Cain were both in God's Not Dead. Well, we need God's Not Dead 6, Kissin' Boys. Or else. What if God wasn't dead, but I was a necrophiliac? And I was just waiting. Just waiting. Think about it. Hercules was like TV Brendan Fraser? You think so? I feel like Brendan Fraser's so much better than Hercules. But I still got beef with Brendan Fraser for taking the perfect acting role away from me. I could have starred in The Whale. Instead of sitting in makeup every day, I could have just bulked up. Could have put on a cool hundo and chubbed around. He stole that from me.
All right, back.
You're welcome, Wolford.
Let's check out. There was Eric July was doing this stream the other night where he was saying a bunch of stuff, and Ethan Van Sciver was in his chat saying, that's not true, you're lying. And then all of a sudden he just like randomly got banned from Eric July's chat.
What do you mean randomly? He called him a liar.
And Eric July was all trying to pretend like he didn't know what's going on. He's like, what's going on? You know? This guy who I have no idea who he is, but he looks like he would be like a DP viewer, does kind of a recap of the situation and shows the relevant clips. So here it is.
Some quick coverage of some clips that I just
saw. He's literally like a fedora wearing neckbeard. Seems like a cool guy, though.
On Twitter that interests me involving this whole
Eric. This is like Simple Country's tag team partner or something.
Eric July Isom drama. I just saw these two clips, so I thought I would talk about them, kind of break them down, play them, and discuss my thoughts. So EVS was in Eric July's chat during one of his live streams, and somebody in his barrage of mods obviously banned EVS because we can...
I can hear, like, background noise, like someone's watching TV in the background or something. Is that a
probably that radio behind him.
Is that a gun? Yeah, I'm like, is that a gun sitting on the radio? You got an old radio with a gun with the magazine taken out of it? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
In the video that I'm going to play in a moment, EVS pop up in the chat, responding to something Eric had said, and then poof, he just vanishes. And then Eric responds by saying that he can't find EVS's message, Ethan Van Sciver's message, which of course isn't there because he's been removed from your chat. So,
hey man, appreciate you.
Yeah, so, yeah, comic artist pro secrets, that's EVS right there. And he says, God, what a liar, okay?
Damn.
And he's just about to vanish.
It's on one cover C because we have moved into our new mass print. You can get that thing for like $20.
And now Eric's going to be like, what happened?
What happened?
It's funny because it's Dame Pesos who captured this.
What happened?
Dude, he's such a bad actor. Seriously. By the way, guys, please like the stream if you haven't already. I have to remind everyone or no one will do it. And, yeah, liking the stream is very helpful.
Something happened. Did I miss something?
Look at it. Look at him smirking. He's lying. I think he banned him himself.
I'm sure he did. I think he's doing it on purpose. I think he's just like, he banned him. And I was like, what happened? Huh? What was that? What was that? Someone talk? Someone said something? What was that? He's rubbing it in.
What? Did something happen?
Everybody's like, EVS said you lie.
EVS is calling you a liar. Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't see that.
I don't see that because I just deleted it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing. I'm scrolling up. I don't see that. Even if he did, whatever. It is what it is.
So I suppose so much for monetizing the haters. That kind of goes out the window when the people who work for you, in a sense, as your moderators, are banning people.
EVS did, like, one job for Eric July. He did, like, one cover, basically.
Because they say that something you said isn't true. Kind of goes against that. Same stream, actually, was where the next clip happened, which was... of course, Eric deciding to take jabs at the people he said he wouldn't talk about, which is Vito. Vito, of course, out with his comic book Super Killer.
Wait a second. Is this Vito in a wig?
Yeah, I hear that really handsome, talented guy Vito is coming out with a comic book named Super Killer. You should check it out.
And
not a sponsor, Tubes.
This is, had a date that was set for it to be coming out. That date wasn't met, apparently, so Eric is going to poke fun at that.
So that's my thing. It's like some of these fat guys that are talking about me. One fat guy in particular had a project.
Eric July's eating good. He's got one of those big old like pot bellies that you get when you eat until you're like to full capacity every time you eat. That's what he's got.
Vito is one fat guy in particular. Do we get to be two fat guys in particular?
Yeah.
That supposedly was supposed to like actually fulfill in October. And then they pushed it back to February of next year. And I'm like, okay, guys, you spending all this fucking time talking about me. Finish your shit. Are y'all forgetting who we're doing this for? We're not doing this. At least I don't. Maybe you do. For Hasad's and status among peers. You have a product to deliver for customers that pay for it, man.
Yeah, that would work if you didn't have an entire series you called Monetizing the Haters.
Right, exactly.
You can't play this off like you don't play the same game they do. They just play it with you instead of little fucking misguided liberals online.
Well, he's like, oh, you're too busy talking trash about me to get your comic book out on time. That's what he's saying.
He's probably just taking the amount of time that it takes to put a comic book out with... $70,000 instead of 7 million.
Yeah.
It's like Eric July's over a year and a half into the game with something like $7 million raised, and he's got two books out. Don't act like Vito and his $70,000 isn't working.
I believe Alpha Core is out too. Maybe. I thought
it
was.
Is it out now? I thought it was pre-order.
Maybe it is pre-order. Maybe it is. See, I would know, but I skip that part of Sturge's videos every time.
Talk about time management. If you were spending less time worried about me, right, you'd be putting
it's
your
my
own.
Birthday fats. Got a new tattoo and living large and beautiful.
Thank you so much. Happy birthday.
You got to see your birthday tattoo, Jess Bro. Is it an entire back tattoo of my face?
It's a shoulder tattoo of a rose, I believe. I think I saw her post it in the Discord.
That's pretty good, too.
I'm sporting my Tony Paco's hoodie. I'm almost always wearing like a tank top or short sleeve, so it's weird. Like, I'm all bundled up today because I'm cold.
I thought you were about to say you got a Tony Paco's tattoo.
That'd be insane. Don't give me ideas. I'll just get like a giant one on my stomach or something of the logo.
You should get a fucking Tony Paco's jar of pickles somewhere on your body.
Oh, dude, I should get the label from the jar of pickles tattooed on me.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's a pickle and a pepper in bed together. Like the pickle is a man and the pepper is a woman and they're like laying in bed together.
You gonna get a tramp stamp, a Tony Paco's pickle bed tramp stamp?
I wish.
Shit out.
It's anthropomorphic pickles and peppers laying in bed together.
Is there a rule 34 of it? I feel like there has to be.
I don't know if it's that popular for that to, because it's such
if somebody out there with art skills is watching right now.
See, there they are. See, it's the pickle.
Remake
and
this.
And that this label's been the same my entire life. So
remake this with full on fornifications. Sell Tony Fucko's pickles and peppers. You guys could do this. Someone out there, make it happen.
Every different type has like the male and female pickle and pepper. This is the sweet pickles and pepper. Man, my mouth is literally, I'm like salivating right now.
Paco picked a pack of pickled peppers.
He did.
Yeah, What's that one with the garlic up there?
Yes.
Where's the girl on the garlic one?
Yeah, I guess she's not on that one.
Unless she's down below giving him the sweet pickle sip.
Now
is
they
that
call
Joni
it
Joni Paco there?
Now they just call it Paco's Eastern European Kitchen. Wow, they've rebranded. Seriously,
they sell out, Ben.
They just like rebranded because it used to just be Tony Paco's Hungarian Hot Dogs is what they used to call themselves, but now it's Paco's Eastern European Kitchen. Crazy. And
the
they got like
still says Tony Paco's.
Yeah. And then one of the coolest things ever, Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan went there and filmed an episode of Primetime Wrestling from there. It's fucking awesome.
They had autographed hot dog buns.
Yeah. Yeah, you can still see them in there. I remember exactly where all the rest were, they because they keep all the wrestlers in the same place. And there's Savage, Elizabeth, Hogan, Andre, like Gorilla, Bobby, like all the big names. Because that's where they would say, oh, yeah, go eat at Tony Pack, because it was right around the corner from the sports arena. So that's what that was all about. But anyway, yeah, I got sidetracked.
And getting it to the people that paid for it. So, but that's a commentator that does a comic on the side. It's not a comic, but that guy's not running a comic book business.
If Eric wanted to pull out of this situation, and he should have done this a long time ago, the correct thing to do was either to ignore this shit or address it in a funny way. And instead, Eric has shown again and again that it's impossible for him to do that. He has to spaz out. He has to have sort of a conniption fit on the internet. And I don't know if, the things that Eric and Vito say really get to him, or if it's the fact that he can see that there's pockets of the fan base that are turning against
him.
This
has to be Vito's cousin.
Of, you know, obviously the collective ecosystem of Cousin indie comics it. Due to the whole EVS thing. And that really just not looking good. The text messages that were sent to EVS, I can't stress enough.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. So that's interesting because the infighting is always amusing to me. Like when two people are supposed to be on the same side of something, like they're both Comicsgate people. But now Sturges is all butthurt about EVS and talks about how he was going to like throw away his EVS stuff that he bought because he bought
his
like
a crazy frog comic book.
Yeah. I think there was like figures too. He's like, they don't even have good Wii sale value, bud. It looks like Kendall's streaming now. Let's see who he's talking about.
These four major Spider-Man artists, would you say is the best? And I wanted to be the very least four, but I know most people
Kendall
are really comic book knowledgeable.
DMCAs are bad.
There's of course this Steve Ditko, the original artist, and then you have John Romita Sr. came in. But oh, of course,
someone needs to tell you, Kendall. DMCAs are bad. Jerk face. All right. I got a weird Von Helton clip. Let's see what this is all about.
Let's get you over there, and I'll go turn off the rest of my lights, and I'll be right back.
July acts like the guy who thinks he can fight and just starts to scream when pressured. FKU Kendall.
Fuck you, Kendall. Yes. Please donate to the Fuck Kendall Fund. If we make enough money, I will fly to Detroit and fuck Kendall. That's what we'll do.
There we go. Anna Grammy, I don't have no coffee this morning because I was getting the garbage.
Isn't it crazy how Von Helton's life has actually turned around for the better since we used to watch him regularly? Like now
Isn't
he lives
only because his mom died.
Yes, his mom died and left him a bunch of money, left him a house. So now he lives in a house instead of that shitty old trailer he lived in. It's crazy.
Out this morning, so
but he lost his mom.
Orange Mountain Dew instead.
I don't think he's upset about it. It seemed like he was just kind of waiting.
The live wire Mountain Dew.
He loves Mountain Dew.
Big life. Drinking it through a straw.
Triple chocolate donuts. Yes, I found them. Ha ha ha.
Ooh, he's healthy.
All right.
He's gumming the shit out of those donuts. He said he could gum a steak back in the day.
So my 200th morning coffee.
I was going to say birthday was coming
up. If you haven't
up.
Figured out by now, is about the spontaneous vote that we had yesterday.
Was he shaking his man tits for a reason? Did he have to help himself digest that donut?
Interesting.
By shaking his man tits?
Situation. Very interesting development. Because nobody said shit.
Okay. Oh, God.
Car radio turned on. I was talking to people in the grocery store. I was talking to people outside. I was talking to people on the way there and on the way back, even.
Yes, by the way, to anyone who's not aware, this is Karate Kyle, which is so weird, but it is.
It's my favorite thing about him.
Various places. I won't go into details on that. But no time did anybody say, hey, Bon, don't forget to vote tomorrow. I got my car radio on. Car radio never said nothing about, hey, we got to vote for our governor tomorrow. Don't forget to vote. Nobody said a word. Not on my TV. Not on the internet. Didn't get no emails say, don't forget to vote. Nothing. Absolutely fuck all. Nothing. Nobody was talking about it.
You just weren't paying attention. I mean, like, I knew there was an election this past November 7th.
Yeah, but nope. Ben, did somebody tell you about it while you were walking to the
Eric
grocery
July
store?
The type of guy to no? sell vanilla-flavored Pocky as cigarettes to kids on the short bus. Fuck Kendall.
Fuck Kendall.
That you can't sell vanilla-flavored Pocky to kids on the short bus as cigarettes? Why not? Did someone outlaw that?
anything. Nobody had any posters up or any, there wasn't any signs in the yards. Nothing to indicate that we had to vote yesterday. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And so I didn't vote because I didn't know to vote.
They stole your vote.
I live in Daniel Boone National Forest, for fuck's sake. How am I supposed to know anything?
He lives in a national forest?
The people don't say something. But you would think, you know, I have my car radio on. Hey, guys, don't forget to vote tomorrow. We got to vote for our governor tomorrow. Not a peep on the car radio. Not a peep on.
I mean, they're normally playing music on the car radio. It's not their job to make sure you know you have to vote.
My television. Not a peep on the fucking internet. No email.
Good news is, in Washington, they send you a ballot in the mail. So even if you are a complete shut-in and you don't pay attention to anything, if you're registered to vote, you'll get a ballot in the mail. And then that'll remind you to vote.
I mean, there's another thing you have to remember. The first week of November, you always fucking vote.
Yep.
Every year.
Every year.
So maybe just remind yourself.
Yeah, like mark it on the calendar or set a reminder on your phone or whatever. Whatever works best for you.
Nobody told me. I've been living on this earth for 95 fucking years.
From the people that are running for, you know, governor. You would think as a Kentuckian, I would have got an email saying, hey, man, I'm running for governor. Vote for me. This Cameron guy.
You think they have everyone in Kentucky's email address?
I didn't even know he existed until John mentioned him yesterday. Not a peep. Out of nobody, nothing. Wow.
Wow.
I'm sure he won't miss the peeps come Easter.
That's messed up. I had absolutely no clue that I was supposed to vote yesterday.
This is a good edit.
Hi, Brittany.
Did he say hi, Brittany? Is he talking to Brittany Venti?
No.
Didn't he give her like a, didn't he like drop a grand on her or something?
He gave her multiple grand and one dono.
He wants it bad. He wants it bad.
Isn't that amazing?
He just felt so sorry for her. She needed the money more than his kids that he doesn't get. I don't know, maybe his kids are with him right now.
I doubt it. I don't know, though. I have no idea. I don't follow it. But I do know, like, obviously, the mom of his kids is in some kind of institution, and they were taken away from him at some point, and they're way young for being his kids. So,
do you think that's a manifesto on the edge of his bed there, like all those papers?
No, it's something else. I don't think he has the... I don't think he could write a manifesto.
You would think when you turn on your car radio that covers the state of Kentucky.
I don't think it's not usually one radio station that would cover the whole state, but unless it's like Rhode Island or something.
In Kentucky, the only channel they have is WKNTucky.
It's not like
Kentucky's pretty big.
Not like
it's like
I
a decently big state
radio station on my car,
especially for an Eastern
car radio. I had Kentucky, you know, hey guys, don't forget to vote. Not a peep. Not one fucking word about voting.
I bet you he passed tons of voting signs.
Yes.
I bet you he just didn't pay attention to them.
Yeah, the signs are everywhere. When you get like, you know, like a month away from election day, the signs are everywhere. You can't miss them.
No
our,
time.
Revolting machine in our chat is asking, is this Santa? No, this is Santa.
No, Santa doesn't have dust bunnies glued to the bottom of his chin.
You know, when it's time to go vote, you know, people have signs out in their yards. Hey, vote for Bashir or vote for Bivens or vote for, you know, McGillicuddy, whatever the fuck.
McGillicuddy?
You know, signs out in the yard, right? People be talking about McGillicuddy. People be talking about nothing said down in Oneida. Nothing said in Manchester.
Seth looks suggests the whole state agreed not to tell Vaughn.
Don't tell Vaughn Helton.
He's coming. Turn the signs around.
And said over here at the.
He's still wearing his pentagram necklace. I remember when he had his wizard get up. He had the whose cape was it? Doctor Strange. He had a Doctor Strange cape. And a pentagram
t-shirt.
Buy
his wizard get up off Amazon and show everybody what he ordered?
Yes.
He wears that pentagram. Lolcows generally enjoy their jewelry.
Yeah, Jared had at one time. Jared had all kinds of jewelry.
General, nothing, nothing. Nobody said a fucking word. Hey, Bond, don't forget the boat.
What?
Not one fucking word.
He's got bitter beer face.
Wow.
Wow.
I guess my boat really doesn't count now, huh?
It literally, because it wasn't counted because you didn't vote. If it mattered that much to you, you should have done the research necessary.
Or just remembered it was the first week of November. Yeah. Remember.
I'm a little upset at that.
Or is it the second Tuesday of November? I can never remember. It's one of those.
I mean, you know, you would expect at least on the car radio to get something.
It was the first Tuesday of November this year.
But it wasn't Super on the car Tuesday. Radio either. I have my car radio. It's a half hour drive to Manchester and a half hour back. Surely you would think in an hour's fucking time, somebody on that goddamn radio would say, hey, don't forget to vote tomorrow for your governor. Not one
peep. Don't forget to vote.
Not one peep on the car radio. I have my TV on. Not one peep out of going to vote. Nothing. No signs in people's yards. No, hey, Vaughn, hey, you know, sitting people gossiping about who they're going to vote for. You know,
who do you gossip with?
People don't know this. The deep state, CIA, FBI, they had a class full of young, promising men. One of them was Ted Kaczynski. He became the Unabomber. Another one was Von Helton. He became the Unabrower.
No. Nothing. Absolutely fuck all. It's like the greatest goddamn secret in the state of Kentucky. Isn't that interesting?
His facial hair, his entire hair on all of his body looks like well-groomed mold.
It looks like the like the clumps of pet hair, you know, under like a table or something. It's like a clump of like dust and pet hair and other debris clumped together. And he just
looks like when you
it.
Go to pick.
Your mic went out.
It looks like when he goes to pick up that piece of floor pizza because you're still hungry. But then you turn it over and realize it's not pizza from last night. It's pizza from last month. And there's like a bunch of stuff that was growing out onto the fucking hardwood floor.
This has never happened to me.
And it's got the most disgusting, I won't call it cheese pole. It's got a mold pole.
Thought it was
That's
very
what his beard looks like, a mold pole.
I thought that was very interesting. And now, you know, I just got three emails from liberal newspapers saying that Bashir had won. But none of them motherfuckers had the decency to email me and say, hey, don't forget to vote for
the
your
newspaper
governor.
Has to you know, email days, you and tell you?
He's to go, hey, yep. Don't forget to vote for your governor the next day. It's an awful election.
Well, somebody should look at the newspaper in his neighborhood and see if they talked about the elections at all in the last month.
Not one peep out of nobody. Wow.
Wow. Remember that time he was looking on Twitter and he was telling everybody how all these famous people
the
followed
queen,
him?
The Queen of England yeah, was following
They all him. Follow me because I'm special. And then at some point he realizes he's reading the people he follows. And then like he doesn't admit to it, though. He like his entire tone changes slightly. And there's a whole point in the video where you can see he catches himself being stupid, and then he starts just lying. That's the type of person Von Helton is. Stupid liar.
Don't you think? Like I said, you would expect in an hour's fucking time, somebody on that goddamn radio was
chocolate donut a good death.
Hey, don't forget to vote for your governor tomorrow.
Gum the fuck out of it, Von Helton.
So I'm looking at Manchester, Kentucky's newspaper's website, and there's definitely stories written about I guess they were electing a new coroner. The coroner is an elected position in each
county.
No,
you're telling me he could have just read the newspaper and it would have told them about the upcoming election?
Right, and he was claiming the newspapers didn't say anything about it.
No, he was claiming the newspaper should have called him to remind
him. Emailed him.
The newspaper didn't even email me. They wrote about it, you jackass. Oh, God. That's how he eats butt, too. How many women out there want him to maw their fucking gash?
None.
But nobody did.
Nobody did.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wash that down with some live wire through a straw. He's got the red straws, too. He probably got those in excess from Wendy's. I think I see the Wendy's bag on his bed, too.
He does love Wendy's.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, the Democrat gets the mystery vote.
Huh.
Now, a lot of people will see that there are Mardi Gras beads on Von Helton's microphone. Normally, to get Mardi Gras beads, you have to show your titties. Those aren't actually Mardi Gras beads. Those are Mighty Gross beads if he has them.
I mean, you guys know me. I'm all about media. I'm all about information.
I'm all about media.
And peep from anyone, anywhere.
Yeah, we get it, Von Helton. You're a mediaphile.
And I was out and about. I was out getting groceries. I was out doing some other things, which is my personal business.
Okay.
You know, but I was out
Running circles around the high school, middle school.
I was going to a bathhouse.
Not one peep from anyone. Hey, don't forget to go vote. Didn't overhear anybody talking about it. You know, hey, we got to go vote. Not one peep. Not one peep out of no one. No signs in the yard.
He was hoping people would go around singing songs about voting while he was out. We all voted. We voted. We're happy. It's noted. You should go out and vote too. Von Helton, we're yelling at you.
He lives in a musical.
Von Helton, it's true.
Or this new guy, Cameron. Not
Cameron?
Out of nobody.
Dipset?
Why? Don't you find that odd? Don't you think it's odd that that we had to vote the next day and not one person said it, not the car radio, not TV, not internet. Nobody said a fucking word about voting.
Von Helton, what if after all this you found out you just weren't listening?
First of all, he lives in the absolute boonies. Like, he said he lives a half hour away from Manchester, and Manchester only has like 1,500 people in the whole city. So, yeah.
Don't forget to vote.
Don't you find that odd? I do. I find that very odd. Spectrum News, okay, which is the default channel when you first turn on your TV. That's all they talk about is Kentucky news. Not one peep on Spectrum News about, hey, you got to go vote tomorrow. At least I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it. Yes. The news, the local news will talk about elections.
I had the TV on. I didn't hear shit.
Kentucky news, thumbs down. Kentucky blues, thumbs up.
Was I just unlucky and didn't hear it that day?
I wouldn't use the words unlucky.
But
I'd say dumb.
Scary part. How many people like me didn't know to go vote yesterday?
Every person like you didn't know. Dumb people didn't know.
Exactly.
Because nobody said anything. Because it wasn't on TV, or it wasn't on my internet, or it wasn't on my car radio out there. Hundreds? Thousands? Tens of thousands.
It's your responsibility to figure out when you need to vote. He's acting like it's some kind of conspiracy that he wasn't smart enough to figure out when he needed to vote.
It's the fucking Jewish space lasers.
So that's that. That was an interesting one.
He reminds me so much of Bill Maher.
He looks like Bill Maher's like ugly brother.
I was going to say touchy uncle, but yeah.
No, he's probably about, he might even be a little younger than Bill Maher. Bill Maher's like my dad's age, so he's like getting close to 70, you know? So.
Von Elton looks like he's 70.
He looks like it, but I think he's maybe like late 50s.
What is up with all these lol cows that
not
just
aging
look?
Well.
Trumpster Bob, Brett Keane, Von Elton, they all look miserably old and are surprisingly not.
It's true. Let's take a look at Sturgis getting mad at Mundane Matt. Sturgis is mad at Mundane Matt now.
Oh, shit. Better leave my boy Matt Jarbo out of this.
And we're going to skip through the advertising part where he, like, goes through every single fucking number, like...
Everybody knows how much I love numbers, bro. Everybody knows how much I love girls that are dressed sexy in anime that look surprisingly like 12-year-olds with breast implants, bro.
All three of these campaigns. So, we're going to move over to Matt Garbo here, right?
Ooh,
that was brilliant.
J like a G.
Ooh.
Gonna quickly find the quote.
Everyone, please like the stream if you haven't already. It helps bring more people in, and we're doing really well. We're at 26% of the goal. I'm hoping we could hit 40% before the end of the night. If anyone wants to help out with that, that would be much appreciated.
Tweeted thing that I need here.
And if you guys want to get new credit cards, we're going to be offering Drunken Peasants credit cards at sign up. Donate with the credit cards.
Go ahead and find the
No, we're not.
Need.
Oh.
Von Elton is 59, according to what I'm seeing here.
And that's better than Brett Keane, who's in his 40s.
Yes.
But he also looks older than Brett does, too.
Yeah.
Which will be right here.
Both of there's not one single tooth between the two of them, too.
Breaking. Seriously. Alpha Corps is dying. Alpha Corps Air July's The Marvels. On day 6, Alpha Corps sales revenue was $907K, while ISOM2 sales revenue was higher at $1.4 million. The difference in revenue between Alpha Corps and ISOM1 on this day was...
You know, I'm seeing other info that he might be 55. There's conflicting info out there. Some
the
sources...
The Marvels was good.
...was $518,000, indicating that ISOM2 makes significantly more in sales than Alpha Corps. The campaign is still going till January, so you're an absolute idiot. And then once again, like I said in the beginning of this video,
the campaign is going till January.
I guess the Alpha Corps campaign.
That's a long time. 2 months.
Since. So why are you judging someone else's campaign?
I wonder what it would take Eric July to do to for Sturgis to be like, oh no, actually I don't like that. I don't agree with that. What is it? Like, how far does Eric July have to go for Sturgis to actually be like, oh, I actually don't like that? I don't... Because it's like his religion. He doesn't like to question anything. Know. And anyone that has friction with Eric July, even if they used to be an ally, Sturgis just writes off completely. They're suppressive people.
Comic book or anything that you shouldn't be judging. You have a failed YouTube channel. You were caught lying about false flagging other YouTubers.
Okay.
And plus, this is a number one for a completely different character. The main draw of the universe is ISOM, because that's literally the main person of the that launched the whole entire universe. Where Alpha Corps.
By the way, ISOM is the main character, bro. These are just side characters. They're not going to make as much as ISOM, bro.
Was in ISOM1. Ira was introduced in ISOM1. Even
yeah, she was on one page and it had her name, and that's the extent of her appearance.
Even Michael,
Ira,
yeah, right. You know, in
she
ISOM1?
Slammed him in the car. That's why we knew he couldn't fly.
Oh yeah, can he fly?
How is that not your favorite part of ISOM?
Characters were introduced in ISOM1. Also, Santuan. Total number of purchases for Alpha Corps was 8,437, whereas ISOM2 had a higher number of purchases at 11,814. There was also a negative difference in the number of customers / orders between Alpha Corps and ISOM2, with negative 3,377 more purchasers opting for ISOM2 than Alpha Corps on day 6. You'll continue to say, Oh, if anything, I'm autistic for data, which is what I'm showing here.
Hold up. Sturgis is not going to comment on somebody else being autistic for data. Huh. He spends every one of his videos counting numbers like they're his precious fucking Bitcoin.
Right. And it's literally like he's not getting paid to go through that shit. You know?
You're wrong, of course. You want to sit up here and act like people can't purchase the product after the fact, right? That it ain't doing well, apparently, according to you, and the Riververse is in shambles. You're only going by pre-order campaigns, and you're neglecting that these current books cost less than the previous two, and you're neglecting that this is a brand new character they introduced that isn't Isom. If anything, you guys just want Cope.
And that's assuming we can trust the pre-order numbers. There's nobody backing those numbers but Eric July's own website.
Matt responded, I love the Cope that you espouse in all your replies. You want to chalk this up to just as a pre-order campaign, but the only data that we have to look at is what Eric puts out there, which is something only he controls. Yeah, because he doesn't want people's addresses, and he doesn't want you to know who his customers are. So
what?
But we have no way of knowing if he's being honest or not. Additionally, there's a lack of excitement for AlphaCore.
We have no way of knowing he's being honest or not, and we've caught him lying about things, so...
Yeah, if it wasn't that whole getting caught lying all the time, having former fucking coworkers like Van Skyver calling him a liar...
Right.
Like, we don't trust Eric July. We have no reason to. You have every reason to because you're suckling off of his nuts, and that's cool. Like, you could be right. Like, we're not saying he's lying. We're just saying he could be.
And it probably has a lot to do with the fact that books 1 and 2 of Isom just suck. Sounds like an opinion that you think.
That's just your opinion.
Gospel.
Okay, so explain to us why you think the opinion is wrong, because you never do that. You go, oh, that's your opinion, and then you move on to the next thing.
As always. The fan base is dwindling. It's not growing, which is quite telling considering the talent that he has acquired. That he acquired to write the book. We got Bruce here talking about, no matter how hard you spin this, AlphaCore is a new IP from the Riververse, and it's going to pass 1 million with reduced pricing. There's no such thing as dwindling because this is a book one, and the market for AlphaCore is currently being established. Dirty Saiyan has a good point. Imagine Nike comes out with a new shoe line that sells less than their Air Force Ones, but still does crazy good in sales in its own right, establishing a new market for said line. The dwindling fat jumbo, probably. Yeah. It's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
To which Matt Jarboe responds,
I mean,
of course. The money isn't the issue.
We can't think that the Ripperverse is failing because this third comic sells 1 million instead of 1.5 million. We don't know what the numbers need to be. Sounds pretty damn successful. Matt could just be projecting.
He might
also
be trolling.
Matt's a commentary guy. It doesn't matter.
He might be trying to elicit this type of reaction. They might be just
exactly.
giving him. Yeah.
In the growing fan base, according to you, it's incorrect. The numbers show there's less interest. Yes, it will hit 1 million. We got to even worse. I highly doubt that. More people were interested in Gyro over
that.
The AlphaCore. But you wouldn't know that because you don't look into anything. Of course, you're just like every other dummy on the internet who does zero research and you just spew garbage takes and stupid takes into the internet. That's the point. Eric treats you like a piggy bank and you gleefully play the part. To which Bruce responds, the arrogance of a man sweating another man's money is laughable. You have to be a narcissist at the highest level to feel your opinion is law, and somehow people enjoying supporting something you don't like is us being treated like a piggy bank. Learn humility. It helps.
I like how rather than refute somebody's opinion, they're just like, your opinion's not law. That's just your opinion.
Yeah. Yep.
Nobody's saying it's law.
Right.
We would like to have a fucking discussion with you guys, but you're not even willing to tell us what your favorite part of the comic book is.
Yeah, tell us how... Like, tell us how our opinion is wrong instead of just saying that it's an opinion. I don't understand that.
These guys want free speech, but the second we ask them to use it, they clam up.
It absolutely does, which it seems to me like he hasn't gained any humility since he's become irrelevant. Moving over to Alf Ripperverse Goalposts, we'll start here. OBS, says Walter Skull. Cost is always determined by demand. If demand was high, the price would be higher. This is the simplest economic principle. Nothing but an Eric July shill. Can't spell worth a dick.
He can't spell worth a dick? I've never heard that before. And you know what? Sturgis is usually really careful about not saying bad words. So that's kind of surprising.
Yeah. Maybe he was thinking of Dick Tracy when he said it.
GoPulse responds, "We got an expert on economics, insinuating that the only reason AlphaCore number one is lower price than iSum is because there's lower demand. How can this be true when AlphaCore's audience is being established, considering it's brand new? Heck, the entire Ripperverse is new." And of course, he pointed out the fact that he can't spell.
Guamore tips people. Just had Curry at a shop built on a bridge.
Yum.
Both built 100 years before murderous Quebecois like JF ever found Canada.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I've always wanted to visit Asia. Well, certain countries in Asia.
I've always wanted to eat on an old bridge.
Yeah.
Worth a shit. Right? Because once again, getting and securing better deals for printing somehow isn't the reason why their books cost less. Good observation there, bud.
Bud.
Is AlphaCore the superhero cops book Eric had planned? Because it's effing hilarious that he would put out propaganda being an anarchist. Says AlphaCore's cop propaganda, detractors are not sending their best. No, they are not.
By the way, we're going to... By the way, we're going to continue our review of Isom Part 2 on our next show coming up this Thursday for all the patrons $10 or above. We're only about halfway through it now, so there you guys can catch up. If you sign up for the $10 patron pledge, you can go back and watch the previous two episodes, and then we'll be doing another one tomorrow. Just throwing that out there.
I commented on that Ripperverse goalpost post with the guy that called it AlphaCore copropaganda. Because there's no reason for him not to just call it copaganda. It has to be copaganda. That's stupid. So mad
at that. Of course, we have a good old Puma Fist talking about people who support Eric July are zombies, apparently. Man stands in front of fire rants about successful businessman. Ripper has handlers. He's following an agenda. It's a Glenn Beck agenda, a Blaze agenda. But that's too.
I like how they're in denial of the association between Eric July and the Blaze. It's funny.
Glenn Beck doesn't even read comic books, man.
Two sips of water. One for Glenn Beck and one for the Blaze.
That just go out of their way to follow somebody else, being a follower. I really don't understand it.
Most people are followers. The minority of people are leaders.
You know, and a lot of these people think that people like Eric July.
Or loners. Like, there are also loners. There's, like, followers, leaders, and loners, the people who prefer to just work on their own.
Are leaders, and that they're, you know, coming up with their own opinions and shit like that. No, it's not the case. You have to understand, even Ripa has handlers. He's following an agenda.
Yeah, his handlers are what you would consider customers. You know, the people that pay.
Those are not his handlers. What? No, his handlers are the people, a lot of them his band members that have high ranking positions with his company. Those are his handlers.
Gave the boys in the band a job.
Allowed him to do more stuff like Ripperverse Studios animation and making more books and hiring more artists and hiring more writers and hiring more warehouse staff. Yeah. Okay, bud.
No, he doesn't need warehouse staff.
It's a Blaze agenda. You're foolish to think otherwise.
No, you're an idiot to think that that's actually true. It's a BS lie that's been made up for so long simply because he was a contracted employee for the Blaze. All of a sudden,
he still
Glenn
is.
Beck and the Blaze have money to just hand to Eric July to make this book, even though he's been saving for years to create this thing. AlphaCore looks to be taking another 50% dive from ISUM2's numbers. At this rate, by book 5, he won't be making enough money to keep the lights on. Again, AlphaCore is a separate book from ISUM. AlphaCore could have a different audience from ISUM.
I like how it's spelled core, C-O-R-E, instead of C-O-R-P. I feel like that was a mistake that they just kind of rolled with it. They're like, oh, okay.
Probably, unless it's a play on core, like, because he's into music and hardcore is like a type of music, and maybe it has that sort
maybe.
Of meaning to him. I could see him explaining it that way and thinking it that way, thinking it was cool. But yeah, it definitely seems dumb.
I mean, yeah, like, what was it called? Amfrica? Norfrica.
Norfrica. yeah, Nordic and Africa put together.
That could have been
totally metal.
That could have been Alpha Core.
Think of that? No, no. You typically don't think of that because none of you idiots ever think. You never put it in your heads that maybe there's a different audience for each type of character. It's like saying, let's put out a Santuan book, and there might be a different audience for Santuan, or there might be a different audience
say what
for
you
Guy.
Want. I don't think there's a different audience for Alpha Core. I think
no.
The same audience that bought into ISOM is buying into this because their fucking daddy leader, Eric July, told them to.
There might be a different audience for Bloodroof. It's the same situation when it comes to even DC Comics. Like, they have Batman books, Superman books, Wonder Woman books. Each book will have a different audience. Not everyone's going to buy every single hero.
That makes more sense. That they're a bigger company, though. I yeah. don't think Eric has this crazy, choosy audience that's going to come back for Isom 3 and the numbers are going to go up.
But of course,
I think we're seeing a downward trend, and that's fine. He's had his success.
Would just think from Isom 2 to Alpha Core number 1 that somehow I drop. It's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. Then we got good old Eric. This is something completely different, though. This has to do with the Marvel. So, this is why do straight men not want to see powerful women in movies? Misogyny.
I wonder what the problem is. Anyway, getting back.
The problem is the movie sucks.
Have you seen it?
The statement.
I'll do the same thing that he does where like when people say Isom sucks, he's like, you didn't read the book, bro.
So, I watched Dick and Vito respond to the Marvels movie, and Vito was complaining about the movie, and he was missing a lot of points in his points were not well thought out, Vito.
About women. So if you're saying that women-led movies are girl brands and they're only for women, does that mean that movies with black leads in it are only for black people? Or that movies with gay characters and lead roles, those are only for gay people?
No. No, that is not what Chris Gore is saying. He's specifically saying that taking brands that have been known to be boy brands that have a mostly male audience, not saying there wasn't a female audience for Star Wars and Marvel, but taking those brands and trying to appeal them more to women, even though women were already watching said brands, is a stupid idea.
Trans people, whatever it is, just assign any of those things. Because if you're saying that, then you are admitting that you believe that movies with straight white men in the lead roles are pandering and catered to and only made for straight white men.
That's not what he's saying at all. You're really stupid. You are.
Him calling anybody else stupid is so hilarious.
Wouldn't even mind it if he took time to explain more on why they're stupid, but he just says it and moves on.
Right. I love how he was telling me I was tweeting about him from behind a block when in reality, he was the one tweeting at me from behind a block. He's too dumb to even realize how that works. I don't have him blocked. He has me blocked, and I responded to him tweeting about me from behind a block. He's so dumb.
His block.
Yeah.
You didn't say whose block, Ben. You were tweeting from behind his block.
So dumb.
You're really a stupid individual. I don't understand how you come up with the stupid things that you say.
Is he looking in a mirror?
You understand a lot of things, though, Sturgis.
Seriously. A movie like Blade wasn't pandering to black men. Blade
was
just
pandering to vampires. We all saw it.
Well, I mean, the Blade character was always a black guy. So they, I mean, it
yeah,
wasn't.
But he was only half black. He was half black, vampire. Half vampire.
Maybe the vampire was black.
Blade film.
He was the Obama of vampires.
I don't know. Wesley Snipes is a pretty dark-skinned guy. I don't think he was only half black. I think the vampire was probably black, too.
It was just being a film
black,
that was about
vampire.
Blade.
No, no, half black human, half black vampire.
Deleting vampires.
That's why he was a daywalker. He could go outside, and instead of burning up like everybody, he got a nice sizzle.
Removing vampires from existence. And people of all races were able to like Blade. I like Blade. Blade's awesome. Wesley Snipes as Blade is fantastic. Especially the introduction to him at the beginning of the film.
That's an R-rated movie that was made for fucking adult comic book fans.
I really wish the Wesley Snipes Joe Rogan MMA match would have happened. It never did, but it was like in the working stages. Like Joe
the
Rogan
irony of Strogi's not wanting to see a women's superhero because he can't get any pussy and reminds him how pathetic he really is and needs to see a man to think he'll be like that. Blade's mom was bitten when he was in the womb. He's black.
And half vampire.
Because you're always like, oh, anybody can come see these movies. They're for everybody. So why can't these movies be for everybody? Why do?
Because they're not written to be for everybody. That's why. Movies like Blade are written better than this. They're not pandering Blade to black men.
I mean, like, Eric July panders to angry, insecure men, mostly men, who are offended by gay and people of color in their content.
Eric July makes art for libertarians who don't value art.
Right.
There's no agenda in the movie Blade. It's similar to how a movie like Barbie is written for women. It's not really a movie made for men.
What was the agenda in Captain Marvel?
It was a movie.
Or the Marvels. There was no agenda in the Marvels.
Made for women. But that movie made.
Did this show up? There was a dono. The irony of Sturges not wanting to see a woman superhero because he can't get any pussy. Did that read earlier?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
It did.
Sorry.
A ton of money, over $1 billion. I don't see this movie making over $300 million. And even then, it's not breaking even. It's losing money.
Why are these movies in your
community? You also have to take into account that there was an actor strike for months before this movie's release, so the actors inside the movie couldn't go out and promote it. There was no big name actors beyond Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson in the movie.
Pigeonholed as only for a particular demographic when it is not led by a man. When it's not led by a straight person.
Because it's not written just to be a story. It's written with an agenda.
Hmm.
All these characters, well, especially Captain
Marvel. Does that make it bad? Because I think
Marvel was a dude.
I think the same could be said for Isom.
Carol Danvers was Miss Marvel. But they made Miss Marvel into Kamala Khan, and they made Captain Marvel into Carol Danvers.
Yes, that's the current adaptation, dude. If you're going to have a tism and stick to the OG original characters, then I guess cry about it.
He's constantly
and adapt over time.
He's constantly crying about Miles Morales. This weird thing where it's like, no, he'll never be Spider-Man.
Yeah, Miles Morales isn't Spider-Man. He's Spider-Man.
Way over here, who wants to say another fire sale happening to unload dead inventory of the Ripperverse? Are you seriously saying some retarded shit like you always are? Seriously,
bud. Seriously,
continue to say silly things that make no sense.
Okay,
you know the most intelligent things in the world make no sense to stupid people.
This is literally part of the campaign. It's right here, the first appearance pack. You dummy. Do you see a sale here? I'm pretty sure this is the normal price. Why? Because Isom 1 is $8 and Alpha Core is $28. So you get a discount. You have a dollar, what it seems like, right?
Okay.
And you get the first appearance of Alpha Core, which was Isom 1, and you get one of the three covers. Cover D, cover A, cover B. Cover C is not needed because it's a $50 book.
trying to get rid of those extra copies of
As ISOM always.
While this lawsuit goes in case he's got to fucking liquidate them.
Yeah.
You always
We're going to start selling them for $5, $6, $7. We're going to tack them onto other packages.
Stupid. You try to sound smart, but you really are stupid.
Is he talking to himself?
He's always projecting.
I know. It's crazy.
These people just love to make themselves look silly. These people just love to make themselves look stupid. They just spew nonsense.
The worst thing about Sturgis, he hasn't wished Jessbro a happy birthday yet.
Jerk.
Fucking prick.
Into the world. And they just want to sound smart when they're not smart. They always, always do everything possible to make themselves look silly. Thank you all for checking out this video. I really do appreciate it. All
right. So there's that. Is Kendall still alive? Oh, yeah, he is.
That's one I haven't heard before.
He's drawing a really bad Goku from Dragon Ball Z right
and
here.
And the commander says he just found the perfect spot to hang the picture.
Wait a second.
Right above his
authentic. Why doesn't Goku have giant tits?
And a small head, because it's not a woman.
American flag in the background.
It's crazy. Like, not only the giant tits, but the really small, disproportionately small head. I don't understand that. But yeah, Kendall, from what I understand, is not welcome in many places because he's always trying to sell his shitty art to people, and no one wants.
I heard they won't even let him in the Carvels for an ice cream cake.
Let's check out. Let's go to Action News and see what's going on there.
He called me, sir. It got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
All right. Let's take a look. Oh, okay. So they've been having these hearings. It's like they're like economic hearings. And I'm going to show you one that happened several months ago so you can get the backstory. But basically, there was a senator challenging the head of the Teamsters Union to like an MMA match.
With Bernie Sanders there?
Bernie Sanders is like the head. He's like the chairman of that committee. But he's having trouble wrangling these people. I'll show you the first part of it, and then we'll watch what happened a couple days ago.
To defer to Senator Mark Wayne Mullen.
Thank you, Ranking Member. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And I want to make...
So this was back in March.
Very clear. I'm not against unions. I'm not at all... some of my very good friends work for unions.
This sounds like I'm not racist. You know, some of my best friends are whatever, you know.
They work hard and they do a good job. And so my statements, please don't make...
He's not anti-union. He just doesn't want a union at his company is what he's saying, which is still anti-union.
An assumption
I'm
that
not
I'm
anti-union. I just don't want them moving next door to me.
Exactly.
Anti-union.
It'll reduce my property value.
But I also want to set the record straight. All three of you guys have talked about employers being intimidating their employees. But you guys haven't ever spoke about when the unions try to unionize, the intimidation they have to other people that aren't wanting to unionize. You guys don't mention that. Because, see, I started with nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact,
I doubt you started out with nothing, not absolutely nothing, because you can't start with nothing.
Matter of fact, I materialized from a
right.
system of atoms that happened to collect in the atmosphere outside of a void, an eternal void of darkness.
And I started growing this little plumbing company with 6 employees.
But we didn't have any plumbing tools.
To now we have over 3.
Because we had nothing.
Of course he made his fucking business off of shit.
100 employees. And back in 2009,
You guys try to unionize me.
He sounds like it's like a victim story. You guys tried to unionize me.
My guys were making money. They're getting paid more than the union halls were paying their plumbers. Our benefits were better. But because we started bidding jobs that were union jobs and winning those, union pipe fitters decided they were going to come after us. They would show up at my house. They'd be leaning up against my trucks. I'm not afraid of a physical confrontation. In fact, sometimes I look forward to it.
Okay, buddy.
That's not.
You hear the people laughing at him?
Not my problem.
I didn't get into plumbing not to plug a few holes, if you know what I'm saying.
But when you're doing that to my employees, and then when that didn't work, they started picketing our job site, saying, shame on Mullen. Shame on Mullen. For what?
I like how the escalation from violence is picketing.
Right.
For what?
They was going to beat the shit out of me and my employees. But then they went on to picketing.
Because
God, we were damn them picketers with their signs.
Paying higher wages? Because we had better benefits and we wasn't requiring them to pay your guys' exorbitant salaries? You talk about CEOs that are making all this money? And what do you make, Mr. O'Brien?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question.
Yeah, I know what you make, because in 2019, your salary was...
It's funny to ask someone a question and then interrupt their answer. It's like...
And then in interrupting, he's taking a sweet time to read because he wasn't ready.
What is this? $193,000? I'm sure you got some pay raises since then.
Yeah, when I was
by the way, this is a senator from Oklahoma. I'm 100% sure Egghead voted for this guy and fully supports him.
An average
saying.
UPS oh, wow. driver, the feeder driver, makes $35,000 a year.
That's
and what do you bring?
That's
to the
inaccurate.
Table? Hold on a second.
That's inaccurate.
He's going to be like, I live in Texas. It's like, yeah, I know.
Accurate. State
no,
facts.
I've got it right here.
State facts. That's inaccurate.
The average UPS feeder driver makes $35,000. If you don't know your facts, then maybe you should.
Oh, I know him because I negotiate the
so
contract.
So I say one thing to you. What do you bring for that salary?
What do I bring?
Yeah, what job have you committed? Or have you
committed? I committed a job.
Started. What job have you created? One job other than sucking the paycheck out of somebody else that you want to say that you're trying to provide because you're forcing them to pay dues?
And no, we don't force
anybody. Senator, you've asked the
you're
question.
You're out of line.
Let him answer
actually,
the question.
And no, don't tell me I'm out
you
of line.
You are out of line.
Don't tell me I'm out of line.
Well, you frame,
don't tell me.
You
I'm
frame,
a
you frame, you
Sir,
frame the statement
you
need
to
oh,
shut
tough
your
guy.
Mouth
yeah.
because you don't know
you're
what you're
going to tell me to
about.
Shut my mouth?
Yes, I did.
Hold it.
Yeah.
Hold it.
Tough guy. I'm not afraid of physical.
Senator, hold it.
But don't sit there and tell me I'm out of line.
Bernie's like, come on. Nobody gives a damn about this.
Senator, you made a statement.
Oh, he took the mask off.
I didn't ask a question.
You did it.
You did.
I answered the question.
You asked the question about how much money.
Well,
let him answer.
It was a rhetorical question.
Well, you may think it's rhetorical.
It
sounded to me like a question. Let him answer.
Yeah, and this guy, the Teamsters guy, is a witness that Bernie Sanders invited there.
The question.
I'm not yielding my time to him. So if you're going to let me keep my time, that's fine.
You'll have your time. Let him. You ask a question. He has the right to answer that.
As far as my salary goes, my salary, if you follow me around, I actually look at this building. I bet you I work more hours than you do,
as
many hours.
That's impossible. But
no, that's true.
Sir, you don't know what hard work is.
Secondly,
you want to follow
yeah.
my schedule?
I'll do it in a minute. Secondly, UPS feeder drivers, and you can quote Carol Tomei, who quoted
this clip. I came across another clip from the senator when he makes a big fuss about how he's a Cherokee.
The senator thing.
You better get that to Ben.
There are a lot of... people in Oklahoma that have Native ancestry, but a common thing for white people is to claim that they're part Cherokee, like how Von Helton was doing it.
But this,
yeah,
they make nine.
My grandfather was born in Oklahoma, and it said that he was part of the Cherokee Nation, and it said that he was mulatto on his baby birth certificate. But then, as he got to be an adult, that disappeared.
$3,000 on the lower end. Some of them making $150,000.
I said feeder drivers.
Feeder drivers, tractor-trailer drivers. Some of them making $150,000 per year.
Some of them do. And I don't disagree with that. After you've been there 4 years.
Most of them make over $1,000.
Okay.
Most of them make over $100,000.
So reclaiming my time, I go back to the whole fact that, sir, you haven't created a job.
We haven't?
You haven't been there. You haven't.
Sure we have.
You haven't.
Sure we have.
Unions above the Mason-Dixon line. But in the South, The unions are all the typical redneck Republicans, good old boys who hire the favorites. Everything they complain about what Democrat unions do. They actually do the corrupted BS.
Of course!
Tell me one job that you created.
I had one union job once. I was a meat, I worked in the meat market at a Kroger. I don't know if I ever told this one. Is this another new job I'm just revealing?
No, isn't this the one where you said you got high and the woman came and asked
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was a union job. Like, most of the employees at Kroger are union. United Food and Commercial Workers.
Union jobs are the best, even when they are corrupt.
CW.
What are you talking about? Be specific.
You're an employer?
No, we're not an employer.
Employ people?
No, but you know it's funny. We create opportunity because we hold greedy CEOs like yourself accountable.
You call me a greedy CEO.
Oh yeah, you are. You want to attack my salary? I'll attack you. What did you make when you owned your company?
When I made my company, I kept my salary down at about.
He kept his salary down. He's admitting that when he reported his taxes, he was fudging the numbers a little bit. He was saying his salary is a little lower than it probably actually was.
$50,000.
I'm guessing this guy's about 5'7".
Because I invested every penny into it.
Okay. All right. You mean you hid money?
No, I didn't hide. Oh. Hold on a second.
Okay.
He said that's out of line. You said right, I was out.
We're even. We're even.
We're not even. We're not even close to being even. You think it's smart? You think you're funny?
No,
you're not.
You think you're funny.
No, I never said. Did I smile?
You frame your opening statement saying you're a
Senator,
tough guy.
Continue. Senator.
It is true. He did do that.
Please continue.
I look forward to a physical fight.
I think it's great that you're doing this because this shows their behavior on how they try to come in and organize a shop.
They
say about intimidation, and it's not about intimidation.
This may show your behavior here. Stay on the issue, please.
The issue is, if you're really for the employee, then why are you against right to work? Why are you against private ballots? Okay. If you're really about the employee, let the employee make the choice.
Right to work is a terrible policy.
I'm not anti-union, but when you don't want to have a private ballot, that's not intimidating? That's not intimidating? Why wouldn't you want a private ballot? If that is intimidating the employee. If you don't want a right to work state, don't force somebody to pay dues to an organization they may not agree with. Don't force somebody to do something they don't want to do. That's called employee choice. If you want to be part of a union, God bless you, be part of a union. I have no issue with that. But don't sit up here and say that an employee is the one that intimidates their employers are intimidating their employees not becoming a union.
Okay, Senator,
that's not
thank
accurate.
You. Thank you very much, Senator Murray.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I actually would like to start by recognizing how much progress that we have made.
Okay. That was Patty Murray. That's our senator that was just talking. Here's these two meeting each other again just a day or two ago.
Thank you, Senator Mullen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to get a little factual on what Mr. O'Brien just said about right-to-work states versus forced work states. According to the compensation data report, the U.S. Commerce Department, an average salary for private sector employee in 2019 was $4,000 higher than the average employee in forced union states, stating that right-to-work states pay more. Now, if we also want to break this down to statistics, which was quoted earlier by Mr. O'Brien, about wage differences, if you talk to the Bureau of Labor Statistics in non-union jobs, their average salaries raise 14.6% compared to 11% wage increase on unionized workers from 2020 to 2023.
Now, is that woman behind him holding her stomach because she's pregnant or because she has to poo?
Both.
You go back to the percentage of union workers, because if unions was working so well, then you'd see an increase in union jobs, not a decrease. 50 years ago, 33% of our labor force was union. Today, it's 10.1%. If you go back and you start looking at wage earns, if you actually compare comparable wages to ages, not a partisan point, but you go to all wages earned,
not just comparing 16 and over to 54 to 64-year-old ages. You'll see that the actual average, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that if you subtract the union dues...
The Bureau of Labor Statistic?
Bureau of Labor Statistic.
It's actually
the one statistic?
Non-union employees are getting paid by roughly 1% to 2%, which is exactly what union dues are, is 1% to 2% of their salary. So I just wanted to set the record straight on that, and that's coming from statistics, all right? Now, let's talk about Mr. O'Brien himself, his behavior. As everybody knows, and it's here in the last time, him and I kind of had a back and forth. Appreciate your demeanor today. It's quite different. But after you left here, you got pretty excited about the keyboard. In fact, you tweeted at me.
He has printed out tweets.
1, 2, 3, 4... 5 times. And let me read what the last one said. It said, greedy CEO who pretends like he's self-made. Sir, I wish you was in the truck with me when I was building my plumbing company myself and my wife was running the office, because I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act and these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, anytime, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Let's stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Big guy. Oh, stop it.
Is that your all solution?
Right. Don't sit down. Okay, you know, you're a United States Senator. Sit down.
Active.
Oh, okay.
Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Hold it. If we can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is what he said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough contempt for Congress. Let's not make it worse.
I don't like thugs and bullies.
You have,
I don't like you, because you just described yourself.
Hold it. You have the mic. Yeah. You have time.
All right, this is like when my dad gets mad at Thanksgiving dinner because my uncle commented on my slur of a boyfriend and I throw the fucking beans in his face. And my dad's like, God damn it. It's one day in a year we all get to have dinner, say thanks. You guys are to throw beans? You throw beans?
This, because I did challenge you and I accepted your challenge and you went quiet.
No, I didn't go quiet. Challenged me to a cage match, like a 12-year-old schoolyard bully.
Excuse me. Hold it. No, excuse me. I will say
exactly.
Senator Mullen, I have the mic. You have questions on any economic issues, anything that's like...
Economic issues. He's like, yeah, we're here to talk about economic issues. Right.
We're not here to talk about physical abuse.
You brought.
We're not talking
in.
About. Of course,
and,
I did.
And let me show you his hearing, because I want to expose this thug to who he is.
If you're not pointing at me, that's disrespectful.
All right. I don't care about respecting you at all. I don't respect you at all.
So, all right, hold it. No.
You're one of the 100 of the most
hold
elite
it,
people.
Hold it, please.
No, Bernie's pointing. Bernie's like, we're all pointing now. We're all tired of this shit.
All right. This is a... Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hearing to discuss economic issues. All right? If you have questions for Mr. O'Brien or anybody else on what he has said, go for it. But we're not here to talk about fights or anything else.
I'm quoting exactly what he said.
You can say what you want.
This is your witness you brought.
This is my witness.
And I'm exposing him.
You can talk anything you want.
So in 2013, O'Brien was suspended by the Teamsters for intimidating your own members. In 2014... Now he's
doing the like smear campaign against this guy.
Part of what would you say organizing the harassment intimidation of the top shelf crew?
Chef, not chef.
Top shelf crew.
Chef. Top chef.
Top chef. Okay. And then, and I think in the reports they said sexual racist and homophobic slurs and death threats. 14 tires were sliced. And 5 Teamsters were arrested, and you said, well, I had nothing to do with it. But however, in that same statement, you said, but if I get called to testify, I'll plead the fifth. This is a witness you brought in here. In 2017, you were removed as lead negotiator by then-President Hoffa for UPS for your actions. And then in 22, when this guy was elected, what he said after he got elected was he wanted to bring the mob mentality back to the Teamsters. This is your guy.
And you're obviously going to give him a chance to respond to your question.
Absolutely, absolutely, because this is my question. Because you called me out. I didn't call you out.
Yeah, you did.
You said any time, any place.
Let's get the record straight.
Miss, hold it. No.
Hold on.
Ms. Senator Mullen, do you have a question for the witness?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, any time, any place.
No, that's
April,
not.
April is a charity event.
This is so stupid. Keemstar better get on this.
No, that's not. That's
no,
not. No,
no, it's a he. No, sir, he said it, and this is.
He
my
is here to
Bernie. Feel the burn. Feel the burn. Let them fight. Let them fight. This is awesome.
No, this is what the awesome. Questions can or cannot be asked. Now, ask
no, you're not going to. We're not going to be talking about physical confrontation.
Oh, well, this is about charity.
We're not
going to
be
union.
Promoting a boxing match. We're promoting the. The future of our country.
Charity, because this is firefighters.
Do you have a question
April,
on his testimony?
April,
grow
April
up. Will you please grow up?
Do you have a
up.
Question on his... Let's
stop you. You said it.
You're an embarrassment.
You said
you're
it,
an
and I'm just simply answering it.
You Mullen,
go hold it.
Buddies.
Hold it. Senator Mullen, you made some charges.
Charges?
Mr. O'Brien, do you want to respond to
the
question?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reality of it is...
Except
you know,
my challenge,
Mr. Mullen, tough guy.
Answer, hold it. Answer the questions.
All right, y'all want, if I, he made a lot of statements, right? And his statements are fiction at best.
Fiction, I read them.
Can you
what?
I'll answer the question, please.
I can't understand him, to be honest with you.
All right.
He rambles so much. What was your question, actually?
Except my, well, you said I made a lot of statements.
No, but what's your question? I don't understand your question. Could you repeat it?
You said anytime, any place.
What's your question?
Accept the challenge.
What challenge?
You said any time, any place. I'm accepting yours, so why don't you come
what
back?
Challenge? What challenge are you talking
April
about?
April 30th. How about we do it for a charity at the Smoking Guns in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
No, we're not going to be talking about physical.
The Smoking Guns in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Go confrontations.
You want to fight me?
What do you say by any time, any place?
Let's have coffee. Discuss our differences.
Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
All right, well, let's sit down and have coffee.
Let's do it. Right.
He's like, I'm mobbed, dude. I'll tell you, let's have coffee. You'll get Tony Soprano'd out the bathroom with the gun under the toilet.
Okay.
Well, I don't back on anything.
You did.
You're the one. You're a 100.
Senator.
Should be the most influential people in this country making changes. Senator, you're focused on.
Okay.
Why, you're focused you. On why debate that's not even relevant. You're an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment.
Yeah, you made a good point there. He's like, you're one of the 100 people that actually make law in this country, and you're like focused on all this bullshit. It is an embarrassment. It's like being a politician, like you don't have to be qualified or smart or anything. All you have to do is convince enough people to vote for you and then you're in control of all this shit. And this guy shouldn't be here. And I don't mean literally this guy, I mean the senator. He's a fucking moron.
Silence look, after
this is America. State he's of representing America.
He's representing Oklahoma, which I guess I'm not surprised.
Hearing it's about the condition of the working class in America.
You
that's
brought
what
a thug
we're talking
about.
You're the biggest thug here.
You brought him in.
All right,
you're the biggest thug. Even
look,
your colleagues call you.
Why you do what you're doing, Senator Hassan?
Thank you very much.
And now Patty Murray gets his
question. Senator Mullen, please yield. I've been recognized by the chair.
Back to quoting.
The
microphone is yours.
Yeah, it's Patty Murray. See, our senator's there actually participating in what they're supposed to be working on, but the fucking Oklahoma senator's a moron. And he's getting paid to be there. I'm just like... All he's doing is complicating things. It's kind of ridiculous.
A complicated man.
Here is Seth got me the clip of this guy talking about how he's Cherokee or whatever.
And oh, so, no. How much time have you spent in Indian country?
How much time do I spend doing what?
How much time do you spend in Indian country?
Quite a bit.
Quite
I used to live in Idaho. I have projects. I was just out, actually.
Are you tribal yourself?
I'm not tribal, no.
You're not? I'm Cherokee. I lived in tribal land my whole life, and I can tell you.
You know, I guess he actually is, though, but he does not look it. I wouldn't guess
it. Is he 200% Cherokee?
No, but I looked at his Wikipedia, and it does say that he is Native American, so I don't know... to what extent, but he is enough that people believe it and everything. So, and a lot of people from Oklahoma are they do have Native ancestry. What else we got? Oh, this thing. This is crazy.
Today's charges should make one thing clear. No one is above the law. Doesn't matter where you live. Doesn't matter what your job is, how much money you have. Human beings are not for sale.
Developing tonight, a major bust. At least three people are accused of running a network of sophisticated brothels around Boston and in Virginia.
Federal investigators say the group of high-end buyers included doctors, lawyers, and elected officials. Boston 25 News reporter Bob Ward is live outside Boston Federal Court, where Bob, two of the suspects were just before a judge.
Yeah, that's right. Two out of the three people arrested in this case were picked up in Massachusetts this morning, and they made their initial appearance right here at the federal courthouse in South Boston. They appeared over Zoom. Now, all three of these suspects, if they are convicted, are looking at some substantial time in prison.
This commercial sex ring was built on secrecy and exclusivity, catering to a wealthy and well-connected clientele, and business was booming. Until today.
Boston's U.S. attorney announcing charges against three people for allegedly running an elaborate high-end brothel network in the greater Boston area and in eastern Virginia.
I know her.
Authorities say the clients from
high-paying
careers, including elected officials, government contractors with security clearances, doctors, lawyers, and more, paid to have sex with women in expensive apartments in Cambridge and Watertown and in Virginia.
Human trafficking is an abhorrent crime. It affects an estimated 25 million people in the United States and abroad.
According to a federal criminal affidavit, the women's
service... At first, I was like, then he said and abroad. I was like, wow, that many in the United States? And then he said and abroad.
Yeah. Well, if there's that many in the United States, why does he have to add on that one broad at the end?
Services were advertised on two websites. The ads presented as photo sessions for nude Asian models for professional photography. But in fact, federal investigators say the women were offering sex for up to $600 an hour. The men were allegedly vetted through a website where they had to list their names, phone numbers, and employers. Once accepted, the men chose women from a menu, which included a woman's height, weight, and bust size. 41-year-old Han Lee of Cambridge was arrested for running the alleged ring.
Han Lee.
30-year-old Youngbin Lee was arrested at his apartment in Dedham. A third suspect was arrested in California. Authorities are not yet saying if the names of any of the clients will be revealed.
We're in the first or second inning right now, and we bring the charges we have available at the time we need to do to take down an operation like this. But we're in the early stages.
If convicted, these suspects are looking at prison terms of up to 20 years and fines of up to $250,000. Reporting live from South Boston tonight, I'm Bob Ward for your local station, Boston 25 News.
Much more to come on this one for sure, Bob. Thank you.
I've heard through the grapevine that a lot of these Asian buffets are also ran and staffed by people who are human trafficked. They make them cook at the buffets. I don't know if that's true, but it's an interesting rumor.
I don't know why.
Get low-cost labor. They traffic them in from Asia, and then when they're off the boat, they put them to work in the kitchens.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
It's what I've been told.
I mean, it makes sense that they would do that to people in an illegal industry, but I don't know how they would get away with doing that at like a public restaurant that people are coming to, and it's not like a weird, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you're actually getting something illegal here and you won't tell anybody about it. Like, I don't know.
Well, they use illegal migrant workers all the time in official businesses.
Migrant workers aren't illegal. Migrant workers are not illegal.
They'll use illegal workers that are not.
Those aren't migrant workers, though. But yeah, there's a small amount of, you know, there's illegal immigrants working for sure, but that's different than human trafficking.
Whenever I'm smoking a good tobacco, I can always tell that there's some nice, decent racism behind it.
Eat a nice meal. I can tell when there's been some human rights violations behind it. When I'm wearing a brand new sneaker, I can tell when a small child's finger stitched it together for me. I kind of like things that couldn't exist in a fair and just world. Makes me feel superior.
So now that they passed legal weed in Ohio, but it was like a statute and not a constitutional amendment, the Republicans are trying to basically kneecap it. And they might just get rid of it altogether. We'll see. Changes to
the state's recreational marijuana law could be coming today. Governor DeWine explained what they plan to do. Columbus Bureau reporter Morgan Trout learned the latest in what the GOP wants to change and how Democrats are pushing back.
Yes, Ohio voters spoke.
They were voting to...
That's this little troll here is the governor of Ohio. This little gnome. Well,
if these voters in Ohio have any balls, they have to become the new police. If they vote something in legal and this little guy here wants to tell them it's illegal, you got to go out in the streets. You got to make sure sobriety is illegal. You got to enforce if anybody is sober, you're going to smoke them out right then and there, Ohio. This is your time. Make sobriety illegal in Ohio. They can't pull this shit. You voted
to legalize marijuana in the state of Ohio.
We voted here for $30 car tabs and it never happened. So like there are some times where they put things up for vote and it's either like a judge decides it can't happen, which is what happened here with the car tabs, or you know, the state senate will have something to do with it.
Obligation, I believe, to carry that out.
Issue 2, legalizing recreational marijuana for adults, passed decisively. But that doesn't mean that it can't be edited by state house leaders.
The pictures there went from a fucking pathetically small roach to a fucking Uber jar of scientific age grade fucking super nugs.
Yeah.
What was that jump all about?
I think it was like whatever stock footage they had, probably. Yeah. Yeah, but this dude has been in politics in Ohio my entire life, and he slowly climbed the ladder, and now he's governor. But he's such a little, he's very small. He's a very small guy.
Mike DeWine met with the heads of the Senate and the House to discuss changes he wants to make to the law.
I don't think any of the things that I have suggested that we do flies in the face of the spirit of what people were voting for.
They have three main priorities to address.
That was Mike DeWine.
Yep, Mike
from
DeWine.
Ohio.
Yes, the governor.
You, Ben, like DeWine.
I do like the wine.
Guardrails for children, tax policy, and safety on the roads. DeWine wants to prevent weed exposure.
Guardrails for children. I mean, like, I think that was already planned. It was only going to be for 21 and up tubes.
Where people can smoke, limiting access.
That was already in it. It was like, oh, you can't, like, smoke out in public.
Access to products like edibles and putting guidelines around advertising. The leaders also want to change tax policy by moving sales tax from a social equity program to local law enforcement.
What? No! That is messed up. So you want to give it to the cops who have been, like, throwing people in jail for it for the longest time. You want to give it to the cops because they're going to be missing out on that sweet revenue for busting people with weed because it's not going to be around anymore. So it's like, give them that is fuck that. Do not allow this to happen. Do not allow this to happen. It was going towards social equity instead.
It's your time, Ohio. You voted criminalized sobriety.
Oh, man.
This could then help with preventing high drivers.
I have to focus on it because we have to administer it. We have to make sure it actually does, in fact, work. We have to make sure it's a fair tax.
And while Republican leaders pick
this guy sounds like he savors farts.
It's a fair like tax.
When somebody rips one around him, he just calmly, closely walks up to the freshly perforated hole and
he had a lot.
Yes, thank you for that sweet release.
He had a lot to do with why weed didn't get legalized the last time they voted on it, like 8 years ago, because he was the attorney general then, and he put a lot of roadblocks in place to make sure it didn't pass. this last Frick. Time. You know what's kind of weird, though? His hometown is the place where Dave Chappelle lives. Yellow Springs, Ohio.
I wonder how many, like, dinners they've been to together.
Maybe. I don't know. It's weird because Dave Chappelle is, like, the rich guy in that town. There's not a lot of, like, multimillionaires living there.
As a rich guy, Dave Chappelle could go out into his town. He could dislike a crosswalk or a stop sign. And he could go to, like, one or two dinners, drop a couple grand, and have it removed. He's got the money to change the town as he sees fit.
Yeah,
he wants to.
They were going to build a housing development near his property. And before that, he was going to open a comedy club that was going to put that town on the map. And he threatened to not do it if they built that apartment complex near his property. He showed up at the city council meeting. It was crazy.
It was what they want.
It's a slap in the face to Ohio voters.
Democrats like State Rep Casey Weinstein feel the GOP is leaving them and the Ohioans out of the conversation.
This woman's voice is very grating.
And that I see a lot at the state house is decisions being made behind closed doors. Well, Ohio voters have earned a seat at the table.
Voters chose 57-43% that they wanted the recreational marijuana package that was being sold by the advocates.
This is the voice of a woman who's only ever had sex. She's only ever had sex by hate fucking.
It sounds like she's in an echoey room, too. Like, normally you should be in, like, a good place for sound when you record your voiceover, but it sounds
Someone went to Fiverr and typed in annoying bitch.
Weinstein says there is room for clarifying the law, but he doesn't trust the Republicans to not completely change it.
I fear that could happen now, especially given the rushed timeline that the governor has put on the legislature here.
DeWine wants the lawmakers to come to an agreement by the effective date. But once weed is legal and citizens are abiding by a set of laws...
How do you put the genie back in the bottle?
With or without the changes.
Oh, this is what she looks like.
It's the law.
Holy shit.
Her hair's out of the 1960s. She's got like 1960s hair.
I don't trust her at all. I think it's Mike DeWine in a wig.
Morgan Trow? Is that how you'd say her name?
Probably. She's on X.
She'll probably say it, let's say.
Into effect on December 7th. At the Columbus Bureau, I'm Morgan Trow reporting.
Morgan Trow.
Marijuana cultivators in Ohio say they feel like they're in limbo.
I don't want to be that guy, but 5ABC, I think it's time you drop Trow.
Now that issue 2 is passed, Clutch Cannabis says the company is now waiting on plans to expand grow operations in retail stores. The company wants to get ahead of production before dispensaries can legally sell late next year. And how much demand is another big unknown for business owners?
It will take time, I think, to capture more and more of that revenue and tax it and regulate it and that sort of thing. Part of the state's ability to do that.
Do not give it to the cops. That's like such a bad idea. I hate that.
You know, some policy decisions.
Especially when it says they're moving it from social equity programs.
Yes.
To the cops. Like, they already had a plan for it.
Yeah. And they're going to fund. We're going to fund new prisons, too, guys.
Clutch Cannabis already has...
Because the prisons are going to miss out on all this revenue from locking people up for weed.
Two medical storefronts in Lorain and Canton. The owner adds
those poor prisons. What did they ever do to anybody?
Adult use sales. The company is also working on building a third storefront in Summit County if local officials agree to it.
Amazing. This is crazy. Foreign TV crew robbed while covering APEC summit in San Francisco.
San Francisco police tonight are investigating the robbery of a foreign news crew covering the...
Did you see the news story yesterday that there were these Secret Service agents hanging out in a parked car watching Biden's granddaughter, making sure like that she's safe? And these stupid carjackers tried to carjack them, just thinking they were like normal people sitting in their car. But it was a bunch of heavily armed Secret Service agents in there. And they shot at them and everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
APEC Summit.
That was yesterday.
Just before 5 o'clock last night in the area of Broadway in Columbus. The journalists are from Czech Republic public television station.
That's crazy. They come from the Czech Republic and they get mugged in San Francisco.
They told police that a vehicle stopped on the street and three armed men got out and approached them. The suspects demanded their production equipment and the victims complied.
Jesus Christ.
The suspects got back
into their vehicle. Of course they did. They're alive.
Drove away. The news crew posted a tweet about the incident on X. A translated version says, "Thank you very much for the support we received." And
hopefully they have insurance on all their equipment.
CT News will keep shooting. We are here for the U.S. President's summit with the Chinese leader, and we'll be there, as always, for CT.
Crazy. Former Trump, yeah, dude, these testimonies with some of Trump's former legal team are leaking now, and they're crazy.
Do begin with an ABC News exclusive. Our investigative team has obtained portions of confidential interviews between prosecutors and two of Donald Trump's most high-profile co-defendants in that Georgia election case. The boss is not going to leave. Those words from Trump's attorney Jenna Ellis to prosecutors are part of the confidential tapes obtained exclusively by ABC News and shed possible new light on Donald Trump's mindset in the chaotic days after the 2020 election. The other co-defendant, Sidney Powell.
She's not wearing her cheetah print now, is she?
She's got something else going on here, though. There's like a chain print in there.
Yeah, it's some kind of granny get up. You know what I mean?
Well, prosecutor, like, she was in the room repeatedly when Trump was told he lost the election. Both have pleaded guilty to reduced charges in exchange for cooperating with the prosecution. ABC News investigative reporter Olivia Rubin helped break this story and leads us off tonight with the exclusive.
I wonder who leaked this shit.
His instinct was he had won.
The fake elector plot, as it's been called in the indictment.
Tonight, for the first time, an exclusive look at testimony from two attorneys who aided Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
There was a big shouting match in which Rudy called me every name in the book. And
I wish I could have heard that. Rudy Giuliani just like going off on this lady.
Yeah.
Must have been scary. He's like a Nosferatu-looking guy.
Yeah, but she's like a dominatrix-looking woman.
I was the worst lawyer he'd ever seen in his life. He called me a bitch.
ABC News exclusively obtaining portions
of confidential... He called me a bitch?
She knows she's been called that before.
...interviews
Nothing
given
I've
by...
Nothing I've never heard before.
...Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis to the Fulton County District Attorney's Office.
We're here with a proper witness, Jenna Ellis.
Both are now cooperating with prosecutors in Georgia investigating the former president.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
Were you ever around when someone, anyone, told Donald Trump that he had lost the election?
Oh, yeah.
What was... President Trump's reaction when
Google says Sidney Powell is 6 feet tall.
Yeah,
I remember she was kind of towering. She was towering over Giuliani. I remember that.
Advisors would say you lost.
So they're fucking Amazonian leopard print get up.
Well, they would say that and then they'd walk out. And he goes,
she was probably wearing heels too, which probably added like 2 inches also.
See, what and when
he called me a bitch, I said, Rudy, I'll be honest with you, I've ripped farts scarier than you.
Ellis and Powell were charged alongside the former president.
Lower left corner, that woman, she looks, she's making an evil smile. Was she trying to look like a supervillain?
Trevi and Cutie?
Yeah, Cudi? I don't know.
Trevi and Cudi is actually the villain in the Marvels. I don't know if you watched.
And 16 others accused of trying to overturn the Georgia election results. They have pled guilty to reduce charges, avoiding jail time by agreeing to cooperate, even disavowing Trump in court.
If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse.
Ellis telling prosecutors she was personally informed by Trump advisor Dan.
Yeah, I wonder if she's just going to get like probation. I wonder if she'll do any actual time. I guess we'll see.
Scavino.
But with cooperating, they'll probably let her go.
They really want Trump to burn.
Trump had no plans to leave the White House. even though Joe Biden was unmistakably the winner of the 20.
I don't know how a jury cannot convict him with their testimony. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Election.
It could be a jury of Trumpers, for all we know.
I emphasized to him, I thought that the claims and the ability to challenge the election results was essentially over. And he said to me in a kind of excited tone, well, we don't care and we're not going to leave. He said, well, the boss, meaning President Trump, he said the boss is not going to leave under any circumstances. We are just going to stay in power. And I said to him, well, it doesn't quite work that way, you realize. And he said, we don't care.
Trump has pled not guilty in the case and denied all wrongdoing. In a statement to ABC News, his attorney said the, quote, purported conversation, as told by Ellis, is, quote, meaningless, and that the only, quote, salient fact is that Trump did leave the White House. Trump and his company are facing penalties of up to $250 million in a civil fraud trial. He's also been indicted in three other criminal cases, all three pending trial next year.
But this is a political indictment.
Yeah, they want some of these trials to start in the spring. So right around when the election's supposed to start ramping up, you know.
This was a Biden indictment.
Biden indictment.
It's full steam ahead for Fulton County prosecutors in their case against the former president.
It is now the duty of my office to prove these charges in the indictment beyond a reasonable doubt at trial.
Sidney Powell.
What are you talking about, Willis?
A plan she says was discussed in the Oval Office after the 2020 election to appoint her special counsel.
He was specifically willing to appoint me special counsel. And then about the third time we went through that scenario, Cipollone, I think, said, you can name her anything you want, Mr. President, and nobody's going to pay a bit of attention to it.
Powell says she believes that would have given her the apparent authority to have voting machines seized.
That would have allowed the machines to be secured in four or five states or cities and see about doing a bipartisan or military or whatever everybody agreed on review of the machines.
Powell said she
followed
up with
Trump. She looks like she's got a OnlyFans where she farts on cakes.
Why?
You see that bod? She looks like Julia Childs if she was into farting on cakes.
White House chief of staff the next day, who brushed her off.
I called Mark Meadows the next morning just to run it to ground and said, hey, when can I come pick up my badge and my key? He essentially laughed. I mean, he said, you know, it's not going to happen.
As more and more people were telling Trump he lost, Powell says Trump started to rely on her because she still believed he had won.
Ha! Yeah, so whoever tells him what he wants to hear, he'll be loyal to you for that time being, anyway. The second you start telling him stuff he don't want to hear, that you're fucked.
Did I know anything about election law? No.
Are you convinced that he had won now?
Yeah.
She says she left town ahead of January 6th. Fearing what might happen.
I told everybody that I needed to get the hell out of D.C. I just saw it as a really bad idea to have a rally over the end of the Trump presidency.
As part of their cooperation deals, Powell and Ellis have agreed to testify moving forward as prosecutors continue to build their case.
It's fascinating to hear and see those tapes. Our thanks to Olivia for that exclusive reporting.
Thank
Crazy
you, Olivia.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. What is this? A black screen.
Ooh.
Did you say something? Well, I gotta get rid of this one. Come on, there it is. All right, so that one's going. So we got the camera now. All right, so I'm gonna play you guys a little clip, but I gotta get my audio set up here.
Why don't you do this before you start recording?
Because I just heard somebody say something, and I thought this was fucking funny and priceless. All right, so you know what? I'm going to come back in a minute when I get this set up. If I can't get it done fast enough.
I can't get it done fast enough.
Okay.
What I just said was absolutely fucking priceless, okay? And I hope you guys can fucking hear this. This is absolutely fucking priceless. All right? Let me see if I can get...
Do we know if there's a price tag on this, Ben?
It's priceless, so no tag required.
So you can see me? All right.
Good job, Emo. You know, I usually do this before I start streaming.
Why did you steal the Drunken Peasant's setup?
Small. But yeah, we're going to restream Salty for a minute. I'm going to listen to my earphones to make sure it's playing. You ready? Here we go. Here we go. Listen to this clip. Guys, listen to
He's got a weird vocal tick where he goes,
This clip.
Isn't that just a cough?
No, it is like a vocal tick.
I'm going to be who I'm going to be, ladies and gentlemen, so either get ready to embrace it and get on your knees and kiss my ass, or fucking hit the door and don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you, because...
I watched this hilarious video of Emo, I think it was yesterday, where he was freaking out about how, like, they ban unhealthy things from food, like trans fat and that kind of stuff. And then he was also bitching about how he can't get supersized stuff anymore, but he thought it was a law that stopped it, but when it was just bad PR from the Supersize Me movie that put a stop to, like, supersize branding. They still have large sizes, they just don't call it supersize because the branding was bad PR, so they stopped using it.
Fuck you, Morgan Spurlock.
I'm not going to be fucking controlled by anyone or any one group. I have my thoughts, I have my opinions, I have my views.
Oh, by the way, if anyone could help start a tip train, just throwing in a couple bucks here and there, a little bit goes a long way, because it kind of snowballs, you know. And I was really hoping we could get to 40% before the end of this stream, and we're not too far away. We're like 9% away. So please use the link at the top of the chat to send us a couple bucks. Thank you.
Hey Ben, you know more about this guy than I do. Do you know if he stews in his dirty diaper?
Why, yes, he does. He sits in his own poop all day.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so let's play that again.
I find that hilarious, and I know a lot of people that do. You know, I'm not ashamed of most of the things I've done on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Welcome back, Miss Joe.
You should be.
And you know what? I'm not going to sit here and degrade anybody.
You fucking should be.
Thank you, Earl. I appreciate you, my friend. And, you know, it is what it is. I just, it pisses me off that
listen
I have to fucking
to this
go through
again, guys. Listen to this again.
And what am I listening to?
I'm just tired of it, you know? I'm going to be who I'm going to be, ladies and gentlemen. So either get ready to embrace it and get on your knees and kiss my ass, or...
I wish Gary Snowflake was still around. R.I.P. What a legend.
Fucking hit the door and don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you, because I'm not going to be fucking controlled by anyone or any one group. I have my thoughts. I have my opinions, I have my views. Now, having said that...
All right, now having Softy say that, now I'm going to say why I just restreamed that clip.
Please
because
tell
I feel,
us why.
I feel the same way, motherfuckers. I feel the same fucking way. You trolls have been trying to get me off of YouTube. I'm still here, motherfuckers. I'm still here in your fucking face. I haven't changed my views. I haven't changed my personality. I haven't changed my fucking opinion.
That's probably the problem. That's probably the problem.
Okay? Because just like Salty said, I'm not going to change for nobody. So all you fucking faggot trolls
that have
been up my ass for the last three fucking years, this is what you can do. Okay?
What, give you the middle finger?
Because like Salty said, if you don't like my channel, you can kiss my ass. I feel the same exact way, Salty. Amen on that comment. I agree with that 100%.
100%.
Because I'm still here, motherfuckers. You might have took a lot of my motherfucking friends, but I'm still here, you low-life motherfucking trolls, ain't I? I'm still fucking here, ain't I?
So this is like Tommy C. if you went to Pride instead of the Army.
For nobody.
My channel will be ran my way, just like Salty said. And if you trolls can't understand that, it's time you better fuck off, because I've been dealing with you cocksuckers for 3 fucking years, and you haven't accomplished anything, have you? I'm still here, motherfuckers. And I'm still the boss on this channel. Huh. What do you like it?
Then why do you always have the chat disabled? It seems like you don't make all the rules.
Better not. Just like Salty said, Salty is 100% right in that clip I just played. I didn't play it to steal his content. I didn't play it to fucking bash and belittle him. I played that clip twice to say I stand by him with what he just fucking said. I will not change for nobody. I will not kowtow to all you friggin' trolls that have been up my ass.
Kowtow, brown cow.
Kowtow. To all the trolls who have been up his ass.
Deep in that cutting.
I didn't realize that was going on with the trolls.
For 4 fucking years.
Oh, I just heard Mike.
I'm still here, motherfucker. Whether you like it or not.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, emo.
So this just shows you, I just done 2 live streams about Salty Rand tonight. One, I was criticizing him for what he was saying.
All right. Yeah, okay, emo. I just, like, the last video I watched of him was great because he was all mad that he can't eat, like, he was talking about how, something he liked to eat tasted like shit now. Oh, the Andy...
Was it Andy Capp's French fries because they took out the trans oils? Trans fat oils?
Yeah, were you watching or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
You can't have the Andy Capp hot fries because they took out the oil? Was it trans fat oil?
I think that. I think that's what he said it was.
Trans fat oil.
He was so mad about that.
I took them and I bought them for $1.50, and I proved the point and threw them in the garbage.
Yeah, he threw them away. What a piece of shit. Just eat them or give them to somebody.
Little Debbie.
I used to love the Andy Capp cheddar french fries. I used to eat those all the time.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
They call them french fries, but they're like broken up potato chips, basically.
Yeah, they're just potato shards.
Yep.
I never ever remember eating them, except I think I might have gotten an off-brand version that were ketchup flavored.
Yeah,
I would have liked to try the cheese flavored bullshit fried potato dickheads, but I was too busy eating potato chips or Doritos. People potato in chat are saying dickheads. Andy Capp is Shabisky. Is that true?
I thought Andy Capp was like a British guy. That's what I always thought. And he's like always at the pub and shit.
We have to get to the bottom of this shit.
Yeah, the bottom of the shit. The bottom of the shit. Yeah, so I think that's all we got tonight. I was hoping we get to 40%, but 31% is pretty good. We will see all you guys back here on Thursday. I will see you guys back on Thursday. You all have a wonderful night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants.
Drunken peasants. Drunken peasants. Drunken peasants.